It's 17 Love hours.
Love Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
For more gross, stupid, and morally deficient funny stuff. Thank you.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. How the hell are you all doing tonight? I am here with my co-host. We have a special, special show for you tonight, trust me. But first, I want to introduce my co-hosts, plural. Number one, I am here with my one of my co-hosts, Chris Bikerson. Chris, how the hell are you doing this fine Thursday evening?
You know what, I'm finishing out this fine Irish month like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest with these fuel prices still. Damn it, man. How are you?
I always look forward to what you're going to respond with. And it's like, I my tongue always gets twisted because I have no idea how to respond to you because you got some good ones. I'll give you that. Here's where the special part comes in. My other co-host tonight, we had him on live last week. He was on TikTok. He got permanently banned at 84,000 followers. So similar to me, that seems to be the magic number. I met this young man down in Hagerstown, Maryland, at the People's Convoy. He's one of the realest people you're going to meet. He's down to earth. He's 18 years old, and he's the real deal. And his name is John L. Brooks, and John L. is from California. And John L., how the hell are you doing tonight?
Well, like you said, I'm from California, so I'm just trying to survive it, you know. Yesterday I put gas in the truck, and it was, what, $15 for 2 gallons? So, you know, I'm surviving. I'm using what God gave me, some black long legs to run and walk, so I've been using those lately. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
There you go. I'm good. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm happy to have you here and joining us. One more voice, one more perspective on things always helps the conversations move along. But before we get started and we move on from here with this show, I heard a little rumor through the grapevine, and I got to ask Chris about this before we go any further. But Chris, what in the hell is this rumor I hear about you, and you're called Bikerson the beer guy or the beer man? Yeah, explain this one to me, would you?
That's right, Bikerson the beer man, and it's a new concept I'm launching on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and TikTok. On Rumble, I'm still Chris_Bikerson, but on the other three platforms, it is Bikerson the beer man. And if for those of you who don't know where the name Bikerson comes from, I am a little bit of a biker. I've been known to ride a Harley or two a little bit of distance here and there. And so I got this new platform, and basically I kind of go around the country and I tell bikers cool places to ride their bikes to, cool places to stop and hang out and you know, grab a cold beer while they're out on the road on a ride. You know, bikers are always looking for new places to stop. And for the trucker bikers, you know, they pretty much know all the spots around the country, it seems like. But the people that don't get out as much, you know, that have to rely on getting around on their bikes on, you know, one or two vacations a year or maybe a long weekend here or there, they're always looking for suggestions of cool places to go that they haven't been to that's a little outside of their normal weekend rider routine. And that's what I'm there for. And so I've launched that. So, yeah, I'm going to ask the audience for a favor, you know, look me up on one of those platforms and, you know, give me a like, a follow, and check out the videos. Some pretty cool places to travel to. You don't have to be on a motorcycle to do it. And this is also kind of a joint effort, although I've only released one video so far, but my wife will be joining me as well, as she's a riding partner of mine, and we ride a lot of places together. So when we do go and hit these places together, she'll be there as my sidekick, and we'll both be talking about these joints and why they're a cool place to stop and why you should make it a destination if you happen to be traveling across that state on your way to somewhere else.
Cool. No, that's awesome. I'd like to hear it. If you want to follow him on Facebook, YouTube, all the other platforms, that's Biker, like biker, and then son, Son, Bikerson, the beer man. So go ahead and give him a follow and a like and a share, and let's build him, build his account up for him, and let's make him famous. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. excuse me. So tonight, I got in contact this week with a very popular TikToker in Canada by the name of Chadio, and his name is Chad Collins. He will be joining us here in a very short period of time. I'm going to go off on a rant because I love doing that. You guys know that. You guys love that. While we're waiting for him to call in, I wanted to talk about a few things that's going to kind of lead into what me and Chad are going to have a conversation about. Chad is very critical of Trudeau and the Canadian government, and well, we're going to talk about that, of what happened to Trudeau today at the EU, and my opinion, Trudeau's a piece of shit. He's a tyrant. But and so is Biden, and so is the whole Biden administration. They're all pieces of shit tyrants. I'm sitting at a fuel stop right now in Minnesota doing my live radio show like we do every Thursday night. And as I was walking back to my truck, I looked up at the fuel sign, and I noticed gas here is $2.29 a gallon. Okay? Oh, no, that's not the gas. Sorry. My bad. Gas is a little bit more than that. But the diesel is quite a bit higher than what gas is here. And there's no reason for it. During the pandemic, the diesel fuel was no more than 50 cents higher than gas. Back in, if you remember, back in the, I would say the 90s, diesel fuel was always cheaper than gas. And it kind of flipped through there. People claim that because of the, you know, the way they produce diesel now, there's more additives and this and that. It costs more to produce. And diesel's always been a byproduct of gasoline. So I guess I'm not understanding that. But, you know, listen, I don't claim to be the smartest man on the face of the earth. It just, there's something going on that I can't quite put my finger on. But it sounds like somebody in this administration or this whole administration could have sold their souls to the devil. I'm going to explain why I say that. Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum, and he brags that he has most of the Canadian government in his back pocket. And I am going to go out on a limb here and say that he's probably got most worldwide governments in his back pocket. They are very rich and very powerful. And I do know Justin Trudeau is in his back pocket, along with most of Canadians' parliament. I also know now, after this week, when President Joe Biden, and I hate calling him president because I don't think he is. I think he's a flying, cheating piece of shit. And they used the mail-in ballots, and they used the pandemic as an excuse to cheat. And that's just my opinion, but there's plenty of evidence to back that up. Look in Wisconsin. That'll give you your first clue. Arizona, Maricopa County, Fulton County, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan. It's all over if you look for it. People call me a nut job, a conspiracy theorist, but in all reality, those are the same people that are glued to the fucking TV every night watching nightly news and getting fed their propaganda and being programmed. I, on the other hand, go out and look and research this stuff. So if you think I'm a conspiracy theorist, I'm going to call you a brainwashed sheep. So there, that's what I'm going to call you. And many others know this, the same information that I have, because they actually go and look this stuff up themselves too. So one second here. I see Chad has called in. I'm going to, Chad, if you're listening, I'm going to get you on here very shortly. I am going to go into my rant, and then I'm going to bring you on. I was right in the middle of my rant, actually. But here's my rant. So I listened to Justin Trudeau, and I listened to what he called the Canadian truckers. I listened how he put these people down, these peaceful protesters. Not once were they causing violence in Canada. Not once was a people's convoy in the United States causing any violence. Has there been people that got up on a stage at the People's Convoy and said that we're in a tar and feather Black Lives Matter street in D.C.? Absolutely there was. But you know what? Those are just people that are pissed off about something, and they have every right to be pissed off about whatever they want to be pissed off about. Just like the Canadian truckers, just like the Canadians that are tired of Justin Trudeau's tyrant behavior. You know, he's called them every name in the book, terrorists and the small fringe minority. You know what? He's a sack of shit. You know what? These people were nothing but peaceful the whole time. By the way, they're occupiers too. They occupied Ottawa. Hey, dipshit, that's their fucking capital. They have every right to go there and peacefully protest, you dick. You know what they weren't doing? They weren't burning down buildings. They weren't vandalizing shit. They weren't beating people up. They weren't being violent. But you have the audacity to call these people, these peaceful people, because they disagree with your policies, which they should because you're a tyrant. You call them the terrorists? It's just like George Orwell's 1984. Right becomes wrong. Wrong becomes right. Everything is backwards. And the same goes for the Biden administration. You know, Kamala Harris had the audacity to say that the People's Convoy are just sitting there
hurting the climate with their diesel engines running. And these dumb, and I'm going to call them dumb. I'm going to call them what they are. They're dumb, fucking brainwashed liberals that buy right into that gaslighting bullshit from our own government and say, yeah, and they cheer them on with pitchforks and flames in their fucking hand while they're waiting to crucify somebody. They need to wake up. Quit watching your news. How about you talk to the people that are actually on the ground? I was there for about 11 days. I was involved with the whole movement. I was down in Hagerstown for about 9 or 10. If you want to add up my trip home, I was probably involved for about 13 or 14 days. I was down there on the ground in Hagerstown with the People's Convoy. And I've never seen so many smiling faces and so many people just happy to be there and so many people just on the overpasses on my way out. The people standing, just lining up the overpasses with their flags, American flags, Canada flags, just showing support for freedom. And these numbnuts that listen to this administration that is literally ruining our country, and they've done more damage in a year than anybody else has done in probably two decades. They're inept. They're controlled by the World Economic Forum, just like Canada. And American people and the Canadian people and citizens worldwide are fucking tired of it. Excuse my language. When I go on a tyrant or a rant, I kind of go, yeah, I go. But, hey, that's what I wanted to say. They're not burning shit down. They're trying to remain peaceful. They're trying to get positive change for all of us without having to make the statement of burning down city blocks and causing billions of dollars of damages to the cities that they live in. With that, I want to bring on our next guest, or our guest tonight, our honorable guest, Chad from Canada, and I want him to explain the things that are going on in Canada. And as I'm waiting for his mic to pick up, which I just picked up, Chad, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. It's an honor to have you here.
Well, it's an honor to be here, brother. You got a real gift. It's good listening.
Man, I tell you what, Chad, right before we start, before we get into this, there's about a one-second delay. So if it sounds like somebody's trying to interrupt you, they're not. They just thought you were done talking. They usually back out right away and let you finish talking or whatever. Just remember there's a one-second delay. But, Chad, why don't you tell our audience, the people that are listening, Where are you from, and how are you involved with everything in Canada, and how did you become so popular on TikTok?
Well, you know, I'm from a little place in the middle of nowhere on the East Coast of Canada, Newfoundland, and I've never really considered myself a patriot, you know. I mean, in Canada, it's kind of the province you're from more as the country you're from, and when I heard about all the truckers getting together and I start seeing the people out there with the Canadian flags, that just did something that touched me. I can't even explain it. And it just got me fired up, and the next thing you know, you know, everything went viral and crazy. You know, like you, I'm sick and tired of the crooked politicians, sick and tired of what they're doing. And what they're doing right now is planned. They're planning to bankrupt this country. They're planning to bankrupt your country so they can usher in the Great Reset.
Yeah, Klaus Schwab wrote a book about it. It's called The Great Reset, COVID-19. It's all in there. Like they're not even hiding it anymore. And still people are they're still trying to buy or try to sell you that, oh, no, my side wouldn't do that. I'm sorry to tell you, but all the sides are doing it, no matter who you voted for. Are there a few good ones left? Yeah, there are. But those are the ones that haven't sold out to the World Economic Forum or special interest money. Now, I've watched a lot of your videos, Chad, and I've sat at the table at my house and watched your videos and looked at my girlfriend, and I said, man, this guy's got some passion. Listen to this guy. I like this guy. And you and I became friends on TikTok. I don't know how long ago, but I really watched a lot of your videos. And man, like you're like me when you go off on a rant, you start calm, and then all of a sudden, by the end of it, you're screaming at you know, at the video, and I'm like, I like this guy. He's just like I am. You know, I want you to answer. Let's discuss something first. So what happened with Justin Trudeau at the EU? Do you want to explain to the audience what happened to those that don't know?
You know, it's pretty bad. I mean, we're talking about Canada, you know, the peaceful country, known around the world as peacekeepers and champions for democracy. And they go there at the EU, and the Patriots stood up and blasted them off and said it was shameful for them to be there. I mean, it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, like, didn't 550 people get up when he walked into the room? They got up and walked out of the room?
And you know, I mean, you could go anywhere. You could go to England. You can go to the UK. You could go anywhere, and people are, you know, F Trudeau. And, I mean, it's unbelievable the hatred that people have for this man. And he did not win the election. He won by 20% of the vote. There's 205,000 missing ballots that nobody seems to want to talk about in Canada. You know, I just find it strange that, you know, in order for this great reset to be ushered in, all these liberal governments had to be in place. You had to have Marcon. You had to have Trudeau. You had to have Biden. You had to have Harris. You had to have all these people to usher in their plan. And what better way than COVID-19?
Exactly. And you touched on something I wanted to touch on, too, is a Canadian. He held a special election 2 years into his four-year term. For what? In the middle of COVID. You know why he did that? For war? I'll let you – why do you think he did that? So they could utilize what, Chad?
Well, there's two reasons he did that. You see, you know, these guys are crooked politicians. They've been crooked all their life, right? So there's two reasons he did that. One, to try and get the majority government, but he knew by doing that he would bankrupt the NDP so that the NDP would spend all their money now in the elections. So when they spend their money in elections, so if he called an election right now, the NDP wouldn't have enough. So what happens now is they got no other choice but to support the Liberals, or he's going to call an election. That's the threat he's hanging over their head. That's the threat he used to get his Emergency Act approved. These people cannot afford another election right now.
And did you guys utilize mail-in ballots in Canada?
Absolutely. And that is the other reason. They had to have these mail-in ballots or they never would have won.
And what happened in the United States with the mail-in ballots? At about 3 o'clock in the morning, Trump was ahead in all the polls in the swing states, only the swing states, by the way. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, they made excuse after excuse after excuse why they had to shut the polling down for an hour or for 2 hours or for 3 hours. And miraculously, in the morning, you pop on the news and, what the hell, Biden, he come back. Yeah, we found 200,000 ballots. And we found 100,000 ballots. We found this, you know, that's the story we heard through the mainstream media. And they started doing batches. They take out 100 or 200 or, you know, 50. They pull 50 numerical batches out to see who voted for who. In those audits, they found that Biden would receive 100 votes to zero to Trump. 99 votes for Biden, one to Trump, in all of those audits. And it's been shown by statisticians that is numerically impossible. It's not possible. And people still don't believe that there was some kind of cheating going on in our election and in Canada's election. And nobody seems to want to stand up to it because they're scared of getting ridiculed by the mainstream media. Why the hell isn't the military stepping in either one of our countries, Chad?
Well, this, see, that's what I don't understand. And what I what baffles me is Trump knew they were going to do this. Everybody knew they were going to do this. I mean, you can't run the greatest military in the world, the greatest intelligence agency in the world, and not hear the chatter of all these people planning this. This was planned. They had to put the right people in power. All these, I just don't know how Trump allowed this to happen. I could only hope it was a trap. And, you know, as the days go on, I lose more and more hope. But that's the only thing I could possibly see that allowed this to happen the way it did.
Well, I think a lot of it boils down to, again, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. I mean, they have workshops set up. They have they finance and are financed by trillions of dollars. I mean, this organization is huge. Did you hear, though, today, Chad, that Russia issued an arrest warrant, international arrest warrant for George Soros, and the Chinese government come out and said that George Soros is a worldwide financial terrorist. Did you see that?
I did see that, and you know what? He absolutely is, and I do not understand how the United States allows him to operate, how allows him to pay off these DAs, allows him to pay off this sheriff departments, allow him in municipal politics, how they allow him to get involved with his charities and whatever the hell it is he does. I don't know how America allows someone like that who made a living off bankrupting countries into their politics.
Because the CIA, the FBI, and our own federal government are all bought off by the World Economic Forum, including George Soros and Bill Gates. It used to be considered a conspiracy theory. And it's funny because I've been called a tinfoil hat-wearing motherfucker for as long as I can remember. But as of late, those conspiracy theories are coming true very rapidly and at a very, very fast pace in the last 2 years. And it didn't take me long in the midst of the COVID pandemic or plandemic, whatever you want to call it, to find out that, holy shit, I wasn't a conspiracy theorist. Like, all the shit that I was saying is spot on. And I read also tonight that there's two treatments, they say, for COVID-19. One of them happens to be remdesivir. Remdesivir has been known in a study done in the Congo to cause kidney failure and other major organ failure in 35% of the recipients, and only 2,200 people received the remdesivir. You know how many people received it in the United States? A hell of a lot more than 2,200 people. Why do you think we have a 900,000 people body count? The other treatment is ivermectin. It's right on the NIH website, but you got to dig for it. But since it's approved, that means you're allowed to get it. But they won't let that out in the news media because the mainstream media has deemed that a horse dewormer. And the liberals, they eat that shit right up. Oh, you think you're taking horse medicine? Fucking morons. Tell you what, they've been lying to you from the very beginning of this. There is a treatment for this. This COVID-19. COVID-19 is not fake. It's real. It's not as extreme as they've led on it to be. The CDC just dropped 72,000 deaths because their algorithms got messed up. Now, think about that. What the fuck do you need an algorithm for when you're collecting statistics for deaths on a supposed pandemic? You don't need algorithms. You need actual factual statistics. So why are they using algorithms? So I've watched your videos, Chad, and you touch on a lot of the stuff I'm talking about right now. But what I really love about your passion toward, like, what is his name? Jasmeet Sheik, that guy that made a backroom deal with Justin Trudeau. I'm pretty sure they're brothers or lovers, one of the two. But that, by the way, that's just my opinion. But tell us a little about the backroom deal that these two tyrants made in the middle of the night when you guys woke up the next morning and you found out that what the hell's going on.
Well, you know, to go over what you're saying on COVID, you know, you're right. I mean, it's a very real thing. But you see, Delta and all this, to me, now I don't know, I'm no doctor, but I think that's a load of bull. I think Delta and Omicron is the same thing, and I think that you know, the more and more people are getting it, they realize that the vaccines can't stop people from catching it. So now they realize everybody's going to get it, regardless if they're vaccinated or not. So let's create another strand. We'll call it the Omicron. Now, I don't know. I'm just, you know, some of the thoughts that goes on in my head. I mean, ivermectin, we got it here in Canada. I had a legal prescription from a doctor. Couldn't get nobody to fill it. Health Canada put out a warning. Now, here ivermectin is a medication that's been around for eons, considered safe even for babies, and I got these pharmacists that don't want to fill it. They're asking me questions. What do you want it for? I said, that's none of your business. I said, if you want to know what I have it for, you call the doctor. I'm not going to tell you my medical history. Anyways, nonetheless, I couldn't get it first or last. But I found a pharmacy in Montreal that will fill it, and you don't even need a prescription. So I guess there are some true patriots there. But you see, this Omicron, it's going through everybody and everything. So it's either one or two things. It's all the same, or Omicron is a different strand that was created, I believe, by a virologist to put an end to what these evil people in power has tried to do. I mean, my whole family had it. And I have young children, and, you know, you get caught up in all the fear and these things. And I went through my house. Everybody got it, and it was nutty. You know, my kids maybe lost a half day's sleep. My wife probably got the worst of it. She was down for about a week. My daughters, nothing. You know, I had a little bit of muscle aches, no big deal. So, you know, is it what they say it is? I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand how all these smart people, including my own doctor, could sit there and tell people. I mean, my doctor will not see people if they're unvaccinated, and he cannot explain to me why. I mean, that's how looped people are caught up in this COVID scam.
Yeah, they, you know, the medical systems worldwide have just lost the trust of all the people. I don't think our medical systems will ever be the same after this, because we found out that the federal government was paying hospital administrations for a positive COVID test, for a COVID hospitalization extra. They'd give them a bonus for putting them on a vent. They'd give them another bonus for putting them on remdesivir. We found all this out. This is all out there. You just have to dig a little bit, but people are too fucking lazy. But you just dig a little bit, and you find that there's money backing this, and it's from the big pharmaceutical companies. And let's not forget that Pfizer had to release, 50,000 pages so far of however many thousand pages, hundreds of thousands of pages they have of data. And what do they release first? Nine full pages of adverse side effects from this vaccine. And people are still not asking questions. And even our doctors, our medical system, are still requiring you to be vaccinated in order for you to get medical help. Why do I need to be vaccinated if I'm right in front of you, or I'm not showing any symptoms, I'm not COVID positive? Because if they take you and you're not vaccinated, they lose the federal funding. It's all about money. These people have sold their souls to the devil for money, and it's sickening. And I'm honestly sick about it.
Well, it's an absolute utter disgrace what it is. And I mean, you look at now. Now they say, you know, if you catch COVID, you could be positive for up to 3 months. Well, duh, that's what we've been saying all along. They were saying asymptomatic. Never before in history has an asymptomatic person able to spread anything. But now all of a sudden you can be asymptomatic and be okay and go to work and all these things. That just should show you right there that this was a plan right from the get-go.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on one more thing. These people that are double, triple, quadruple vaccinated, Jen Psaki being one of them. She's had COVID twice now in the last 6 months. And Hillary Clinton claims that she's vaccinated. And then they get on their Twitter or whatever and say, thank God that I was vaccinated. I have lesser symptoms. That's just like somebody that gets pregnant after they used a condom and says, thank God that I used a condom. You know, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with these people, and why the hell are you believing them?
Well, I asked the doctor a simple question. I said, you know, they said, well, you won't end up in the hospital. That's the thing with the vaccine. You won't end up in the hospital. I said, but how do you know? It just come out. How do you know that this, you know, like I said, my whole family had it. It was nothing. It was absolutely nothing, okay? It was Omicron. Maybe there's a difference, maybe there's not. I don't know. But it was nothing. People are home scared to death. I go out in my little province. I see people today, the mask mandates are gone, and they're still wearing masks, double and triple masks. They're driving down the road in the cars by themselves wearing a mask because they're scared to death because of what these corrupt devils have done to them.
Exactly.
We don't know.
You know, they
said.
Yeah, it's sad, man. It's sad to see what governments have done. We've always trusted our government to do the right thing. But what we now have realized is we've been lied to for decades, literally decades. That's because we've been too comfortable. And we're about to get very uncomfortable, very, very uncomfortable, probably the most uncomfortable we've ever felt in our whole lifetimes. This World Economic Forum, they've come out and said that you will own nothing by 2030 and you will be happy. Not if I and 100 million of my friends have something to say about that. And that's just in the United States. I know I have a lot of friends in Canada, including you, and a lot of people that stood in Ottawa. I took a picture with a man that was in Ottawa down at the People's Convoy in Hagerstown. He actually come and blessed us with his presence down there. Those are my true patriot friends, and now I call them my family because I know when the shit goes down, I've got people that I know are my friends and that support me. But before we move any further in this conversation, I got to mention a few things. Number one, I have to give a shout out to Unplugged Radio. Unplugged Radio 2 on blogtalkradio.com is the platform that we are using. They graciously gave this to us for me to get my voice heard because I keep on getting banned off of social media platforms. I got banned off of TikTok. I'm back on that now, but I got banned off of Facebook permanently, and I cannot get back on that unless I get a new phone, and I'm not spending money to be on their corrupt platform. But I get warnings on all the other platforms because they don't like that I spread the truth, and they can go screw themselves. But if you are listening and you want to get on air and ask Chad a question or me a question or just speak your mind, you got something to say, the guest call-in number, get your pen and paper ready. The guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And when you call in and you get through onto our switchboard, just press the number 1. That raises a hand, lets me know that, hey, I want to talk. And I do have a caller that wants to get on here, and I'll address them here in a second.
Yes,
but that
sir.
Phone number, again, is 516-387-1733. So let's just go right to our caller. I see they want to say something, and if your phone number ends in 3340, I am putting you on the air now, and I will let you know when you're on the air, and you are on the air, and who do we have, and what would you like to add to the conversation tonight?
Hi, Jeremy, Chris, Donnell, Chad, love you. It's Victoria. I heard you guys talking.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
COVID. I'm good. How are all of you?
We are fantastic. What's going on tonight, Victoria?
You know, you're sitting there talking about the vaccine. I worked with hospice for 30 years. I took early retirement instead of being fired because I would not get the vaccine with the Veterans Administration.
And how many do you think in your profession were forced with that choice?
Many. Many.
And in your opinion, do you think that hurt? Do you think that hurt our healthcare system quite substantially?
Most certainly, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're short. There's a shortage of nurses to begin with, and then to give them the ultimatum when everybody worked all the way through, up until Biden got in, and then we had a deadline. We knew. It's either you take early retirement, go find you another job, or get fired.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not right.
There, you know, I really appreciate you nurses and all you've been through. I mean, through the thick of COVID, when nobody knew what it is, only what the news was portraying. I mean, everybody was scared, but you people, you went to work. You know, you did what you had to do, and yeah, no doubt you were scared too, because nobody knew. And I really appreciate your service to your country and to helping people. And, you know, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being a great patriot.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say hi. You guys got a great show here. And Jonelle, you're going to do great things in life, young man. Chad, keep tearing it up on TikTok. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Victoria. You
Thank
have a good
you
night.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Victoria. She's one of our followers on TikTok, Twitter, and beyond. Seems like a really, I mean, she got her head on her shoulders pretty squarely. I mean, she knows what she's talking about. And like Chad said, we appreciate all you healthcare workers out there. And that's why we're fighting. That's why we speak up. That's why we do the things we do, to stand up for people like you that have had to choose their careers or their livelihoods over getting a jab that they didn't want. That's not right. But Chris, I'm going to go to Chris and let him get involved in this conversation before I get over to Jonelle. I'm sure you guys have listened to the conversation. Chris, is there anything that you would like to add and talk to Chad about? And I will give the floor to you.
I don't know. I feel like we've about covered it, you know. If this isn't, you know, apologize to your local conspiracy theorist month, I don't know what is, because all this crazy shit that, you know, tinfoils like you and I were talking about 2 years ago, before people could see past, oh my God, there's a scary virus, you know, all these things are coming true, and you still have the holdouts, which is, it kind of amazes me. You know, it's like, I still have people I talk to, they're like, okay, well, I realize you've been correct about like the last 20 things that you predicted that I said was crazy and would never happen, you know, so you might have been right about those, but man, these next things that you say are coming, that's just crazy. And I don't know, do you guys experience that? That like people just, Chad, do you experience that? Like you sit here, you understand the Cloward Piven plan. You know what the World Economic Forum is up to. You can sit here, you can call what they're doing like a seasoned athlete calling a football game and what they think the next play is probably going to be. Do you experience that where people still look at you and say, okay, well, you've been right for like the last 2 years about literally everything, but man, you're crazy now. Do you get that?
Yeah, I hear you. You know, you see, people, the CIA and these agencies and the government, they figured out a long time ago, if they can control what people think, they have them. And that's all the control. They can control people by deception. They can do it, you know, and so as the word gets out, the more and more people start to find out about it, what they do. They label you a conspiracy theorist. And Klaus Schwab, maybe I'm going to write a little book of my own. You know, he wants to talk about the Great Reset and you're going to own nothing. I'm going to write a book and say, you know, Klaus Schwab would be running for his life hiding in the mountaintops with nothing, because the people know what he's up to, and no matter what happens in this will, he got nowhere to hide. But to
and
your
he'll
point,
be happy.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Right. That's right. He'll be hiding in the mountains with nothing, fearing for his life, and he'll be happy.
And he'll be happy. He'll need to. Maybe he'll go hide in Biden's basement.
Or maybe I'll be happy. I might have got that backwards. I'll be happy at that point.
that's the funniest shit I've heard all week. Maybe I'll go hide in Biden's basement. Yes.
Well, and they'll still be bigger than the crowd he drawn at his rallies.
You think Trudeau will be their servant?
Before you get to John L., I picked a new nick for him, and this is what I do. I give people nicknames. It's one of my pastimes, one of my hobbies, one of the things I do with the people I drink beer with. And, you know, we were talking about the name Kid Cowboy for him, but being that he's the only guy I know that's been banned off of every social media platform out there and Delta Airlines, just to put some, you know, a cherry on the cake.
I saw that video.
I'm going with John L. the Cowboy Band, B-A-N-N-E-D. John L. the Cowboy Band.
And with that, John L., we go right to you. What do you want to add to the conversation, my friend?
Let me try to breathe really quick. So it's crazy how we were talking about, like, everybody's lives being changed. And remember how before, like, sometime last week, I was like, I got something to tell you guys about my life that I haven't really exposed out there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in a foster home up throughout the whole pandemic, and the family that I was with, they were super, super liberal. And at that time, I didn't know what politics or I didn't know anything about that stuff. I just knew patriotism and support first responders, and I'm not wearing a mask. That's all I knew. So at that point, when the whole news was like, you know, shoving it in everybody's face for up to like a whole over a year, I turned off the news, and I got kicked out of my foster home because I was slowly turning into a conservative at the age of 17, and they didn't like that fact. So it's crazy how everybody's life has been affected in some kind of way, form, or fashion because of corrupt politicians forcing an agenda that's bull. I wouldn't have picked it up if it was bull crap from the ranch, and this is bull. So, yeah, I think that's all I got to say about that.
What brought you into being a conservative at such a young age?
Well, it all started from, like I said, my dad. Not because he was in any political party or anything, but because, one, I had a strong heart for patriotism. Two, after my hometown got shot up by terrorists, I started supporting law enforcement. So when Black Lives Matter came out, I never fell for the bullcrap. You know, I stood by law enforcement, so that grew stronger. When COVID came out, the only be forced to get vaccinated with anything that I didn't trust or knew anything about. Two, I didn't like wearing my mask, or, you know, multiple reasons. I already lost count, but it just slowly turned into something where this country got really divided, and I just chose a side. And unfortunately, you know, conservatives and Republicans, I stick by and I stand with more than anybody else in this country.
Yeah, and I think that the same holds true in Canada, doesn't it, Chad?
Yes, and you know, I don't think someone becomes a conservative. I think it's something. If you got common sense, you are. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You see the left, they're so easily controlled and manipulated. They don't even see it. You know, we talk about Black Lives Matter, and you talk about what happened with the George Floyd thing. You know, if you look, every talking point from there on in was George Floyd. Here was a man who held a gun to a pregnant woman, nothing more than a criminal. Now, you know, I feel bad that he died in these things. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, but, I mean, they put a statue of him up. You know, they put a statue of a man that just a couple weeks before held hostage a pregnant woman. Also, they could have talking points, and then every piece of legislation that went forward, everything that was all over, no matter what they were talking about, if they were talking about the budget, George Floyd came up. That's all the Democrats talked about, you know, and it's an absolute, utter disgrace. And people can't realize that these people on the left manipulate you by emotions.
Yeah, they pull on their heartstrings. And I don't know, Chad probably doesn't even know this about me. I was one of them 2.5 years ago. I was. I was on their side. I was,
wow,
say his name. I was George Floyd. I was, hey, that what they did was wrong, which I still believe what they did was wrong, but I started seeing things a little bit differently. And I seen that they were using him as a scapegoat, a martyr, per se, to further their divide, their agenda. And as that process went on for me, I started looking at a lot of different things. And then I realized that, holy shit, they were lying about this with Trump. They were lying about this back in Clinton's, back at the Bushes. You can go back decades, literally like 50, 60 years, all the way back beyond JFK. And, you know, here's the one question I've always had. And through my research in the last couple of years where I've really changed from being somebody that was leaning more toward the left to where I'm at now, my question in all of this is, so there's 5,000 pages of the JFK files that have not been released, and Donald Trump came out and said that he will not release those last 5,000 pages because it'll cause irreversible damage to this country. And my question is, was he threatened by the CIA and said, you release those pages and you will share the same fate of JFK, so that's why he didn't release them? I'm trying to understand why those last 5,000 pages have not been released. And I did see that Joe Biden had released many more of the pages, but he did release a few more, but not all 5,000 pages, which would tell us the exact truth of what really happened to JFK. And the things that I've researched with JFK, the assassination of him and Bobby Kennedy, was our own CIA that executed a sitting United States president. And if you look back to all the things that we've talked about on this radio show in the last 26 weeks, back to MENA, Arkansas, where the CIA was involved with drug trafficking, with the Iran-Contra scandal. There's so many different things, and we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet on that stuff. We were going to make a whole special series about it, but with Biden in office, there's so many different things that come out every week that we have more than enough. Like me and Chris were talking that one time, dude, we could do a three-hour show every night and still have more material to talk about. That's how much shit is going on. They're fast-tracking the Great Reset and the New World Order. And when Biden referenced that the other day, I thought, holy shit, man, we really are in the middle of this. I really thought this would take years to unravel, but it sounds like it's going to unravel in the next 3 to 6 months. I did see that Canada said that they are going to reveal or unveil or whatever you want to call it, the digital IDs by September. And if you don't know what the digital IDs are, that's basically the start of the New World Order, where they will control every aspect of your life. Your banking will be run by the government through digital currency. Basically what that means, you'll have a social credit score. And if you are like me and you talk bad about their policies, or you talk bad about the government, or you call them out on their bullshit, they will give you a social credit score, kind of like not paying your bills. And when you go to use your digital currency, it's shut off. The government will shut it off and say, too bad, fucker, starve. You talk shit about us, we're gonna put the hurt down on you. And you're forced to comply if you want to stay alive. That's what that is. And if you think I'm wrong, you better start researching. But I see we have another caller. I want to grab these callers as they come in, because I think it's important for the listeners to get their voices heard and to ask questions. And I see Nicole wants to get on. Nicole, I'm going to add you in right now.
I'm on the line.
And you are on the air.
Hi. So I was thinking back to the stuff y'all were saying about the 9 pages of COVID symptoms that whoever released. And I was like, I hadn't known about that until y'all said anything. So the reason people aren't asking questions is because they don't know. like, the media is not publicizing this, and the media, like, the government only wants you to know what they want you to know, and they don't want you to know the truth about anything. It's a big issue.
Yeah, and that's what we do here on this show, and that's why we encourage people like yourself that may not be well-versed or don't have the time to research in depth like we have, and our callers and our guests, we research stuff and different stuff. We encourage people like yourself to call in, and if you didn't know something or you had a question about something, that's what we're here for, to call in into a neutral place and let us know what your thoughts are and what are your thoughts about the stuff that you've heard so far tonight.
I think it's kind of crazy thinking about it. Like, my dad has told me a lot of stuff. Like, I'm extremely conservative, like my dad is. And I don't know exactly completely 100% Trump supporter. There are good things and bad things about him. But I can tell you for a fact that Biden is definitely not my guy.
No, and you know what, Nicole? The best part about this is me and Chris never voted for Trump once. That's the beautiful thing about this. People are like, oh, you guys are Trump tards. Nope, we never voted for Trump once. Not that I'm against him now, but they can't use that argument against us. Well, you voted for Trump, and you just follow Trump's every move. Nope. But we didn't vote for Biden either, just so you know. We're not that stupid.
Yeah, my dad isn't really either. He doesn't really participate in politics as much as he can. He listens to all the news and stuff, but he doesn't, like...
And what part of the world are you from, Nicole?
Iowa.
Iowa, okay. It's good to have somebody mm-hmm. from a different state. I know we always like to find out where our listeners are from.
Yeah.
The great state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Cold. Bipolar.
You know, with Chad's accent, I'm pretty sure that we could say that he's from Iowa, too. I'm just kidding.
But, you talk about you didn't vote for Trump. Listen, I would have voted for Trump 15,000 times if I could have. And I'll tell you, because sitting up here in Canada and being able to see through the media and what they tried to do to him, you know, it just made me think, why? Why is he such a threat to to these people? I mean, Trump, good or bad, I mean, people have to realize, and this is what I always said, America didn't vote him to be a pastor. They voted him to run the country. And the very fact that he wanted to come in and change things and shake up all these corrupt politicians is why he became a threat. Before he ran for president, I mean, he was loved. He was on every show. I mean, people just loved and adored Donald Trump. The minute he announced he was running for president, he was hated. And do I think he's a good person? I don't know. I think he's got a good heart. You know, I think he needs a little more restraint. But, you know, I'm up here in Canada. I'd vote for him 1,000 times. But I think we got our own hero in the making up here now, Pierre Poilievre. I don't know if you heard of him, Jeremy.
Wow. Yeah, I actually just heard about him today. And honestly, anything at this point is better than Trudeau, because he's displayed his tyrant behavior right in front of the world to see, and that's why 550 people got up at the EU and walked out on him, because he's a tyrant. Nicole, is there anything else you'd like to add to this conversation?
No, I think I'm good. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate the call.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, that was Nicole from Iowa. That's a new state. We haven't heard from somebody from Iowa. We got some people from Alaska, South Dakota, Florida, Maine, all over this great country, North America. Hell, Canadian callers have been – that one show we did, we had quite a few Canadian callers, and that was really good to hear. That was when I was still on Facebook before I got banned, and then I lost all my followers from Canada. I had like 7,000 followers from Canada, and good old the tyrannical Facebook just decided that my voice is getting too loud and it's starting to spew into Canada, and we better get rid of this guy. So that's what happened, and here I am. But no, you
Facebook's
know,
a thing of the past.
I hope so. I hope they go broke, and I hope Zuckerberg. I hope he's hiding in the hills with Klaus Schwab when this is all over with. But you made a good point. I wanted you know, you said you'd vote for Trump 1,000 times, and I told you where I came from in the last couple of years to where I am at today. And at where I'm at right now, at right like 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time in Minnesota, I would vote for Trump right now today. I would, because what we have going on in Washington, D.C. and beyond is absolutely despicable. And when Trump was in office for the 4 years he was there, he was attacked all 4 years by the Democratic Party on false accusations, which he did file a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton today for those false accusations against Russia, by the way. But while he was in office, there were no conflicts worldwide. One minor one here and there, but there was no Russia invading Ukraine. There wasn't China talking about invading Taiwan. There was none of that going on because they knew if they fucked around, they were going to find out. And Donald Trump made that very clear. He made a call to all the world leaders and said, if you do, we will come at you like you've never seen anything in your entire life. We will come at you. And they respected. They knew he wasn't bullshitting them. And people are like, oh, he made friends with North Korea. He made friends with Putin, and he made friends with, you know what? He showed diplomacy by stepping over that line in North Korea, the first president, sitting United States president to ever do that, and shook the hand
of
Kim Jong-il.
That put me in tears.
Yeah, people are like, well, look at that traitor. Traitor? He's the first one to have balls enough to do it. Like, when he walked up to that line, he looked at Kim Jong-un, and he said, he, like, made the motion, like, can I step over? And he like, waved him on. And he stepped over, he patted him on the back, and I thought, Jesus, that's diplomacy right there. That right there, that's not necessarily making friends with somebody. That's calming a hostile situation down. And guess what? We never had any threats from him after that throughout the Trump presidency. Not one. The same with Vladimir Putin.
That should have been the greatest time in the history of the world. A sitting U.S. president crossed a line into North Korea. I mean, that should have been, people should have been cheering that on from all over the world. But because it was Donald Trump and not Barack Obama, you know, they tore him to pieces on it. I sat here in Canada. I mean, I had tears in my eyes. And you're right to what you're saying. I mean, people never mess around when it comes to Trump. I mean, North Korea was making their little threats, talking about he got a button on his desk. Trump comes out and he said, will someone tell that, you know, depraved lunatic over in North Korea, I also have a button that mine works. I mean, you know, nobody messed with Trump. Nobody.
No.
And, you know,
he made very, very subtle gestures to just let people know, I'm not messing around, you know, and they listened to him. And people still want to argue. They want to argue. Because of what mainstream media did to our, not to them, but to us. The mainstream media is truly the enemy of the people. And by the way, I'll mention again, it all stems back to the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act that was passed in 2012 under Obama that essentially made it legal for state-run propaganda through our media sources, which are owned by, I believe, Chris, you might have to help me out with this, but I want to say 3 to 6 that own all the media networks.
It is 6 major corporations that control approximately 90% of all media sources. That figure is a few years old. That's probably a little bit higher than what it is now with the emergence of independent media that we've seen, you know, really surge in the last couple of years. I'm sure you are aware you know, CNN's viewership over the last year is down something ridiculous. I'm wanting to say like 80 or 90%, you know, viewership fall off. Guys like Joe Rogan, independent media that's not controlled by those major corporations, you know, he's actually getting more views or more listens on his podcast than CNN. And since you brought up Facebook, I just wanted to throw it out there because I'm a statistic nerd. In the last year, Facebook stock price is down 59.1%.
Oh, good.
And you know, it dropped, I want to say, 20 or 30% after me and Brian Braze and Mike Landis were on Fox and Friends the morning shortly after Convoy to D.C. Was started on Facebook. And we went on there, and because our Facebooks got zapped, and the very next day their stock dropped, like, I want to say 20 to 30%. He lost billions and billions of dollars. Now, I don't know if that was because of Fox and Friends' interview with us, but I probably doubt it, but there was other things that were involved. Damn tired of the censorship going on with these social media platforms. I had a video on my YouTube that I posted about, it was a video of me going under an overpass on my way out to Hagerstown. And on that overpass, hundreds of people were standing there with flags and signs. And YouTube tagged that as dangerous as it, this is dangerous activity. YouTube is owned by Google, by the way. And I say to people, Google this, Google that. Google sucks. The fact that they still have me on there, that you can Google search the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show or me, that it surprises me, honestly, because big tech has censored me all over. But this whole – everything is such so fucking fake. The news, the social media – They have trolls on there that they spin the narrative. They're bots. They're paid people that get on there to spread misinformation. And then they accuse guys like me of spreading misinformation, which is just an excuse to silence me or guys like me or people like me, I should say, because there's men and women. And they do that so we don't get the truth out there. But thankfully for Unplugged Radio, they gave us a platform to get on here, so me, you, Chris, Janelle, and Chad, and all of our guests that get on here can come on here and speak freely. And Chad, I want you to, at this point, just go ahead and tell us everything that you've said on your TikToks about Jameet. Is it Jameet, or what the hell is his? How the hell do you pronounce his name? Jameet, whatever the hell his name is.
Jagmeet Singh. and you know, the funny thing about Jagmeet, the funny thing about Jagmeet, he's from my hometown. I mean, when he moved to Canada, and, you know, this is another thing that bothers me. I mean, we have people coming from another country and could be PM here. I mean, I don't, you know, sure, he's a Canadian citizen now, but, I mean, how do you be able to be elevated to prime minister coming from another country, you know, and they got together. I mean, we all knew he was backing Trudeau anyways. I mean, they backed him all the way. I believe that he was put in there by Klaus Schwab, Jagmeet was. I believe that he was their backup plan. They knew they had no chance in hell of winning the majority government. So, you know, how Jagmeet ever won leadership of the NDP is beyond me. You know, I don't see nothing about him that's special. And, you know, so they made this backroom deal to come out and say that we will support the Liberals now no matter what. So no matter what the Conservatives can do, they cannot take down the government because of the NDP support. Absolute disgrace.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous what's going on, honestly. I don't even know what to say anymore at this point.
Well, you know
what? What do you want to add, John L?
I'm just getting educated right now. That's all. it breaks my heart to seriously, it breaks my heart to hear that, like you said, within the next 6 months, our whole world could be flipped upside down. And it's crazy because I was just looking up something earlier called, what is it, the One World Religion, actually. I believe that's what it's called, right?
The what? What's that?
The One World Religion, how, you know, they're trying to make the whole world become under, like, one religion.
Yeah, it's part of the New World Order.
Yeah, that's just scary.
You know, we have that now. We actually have that under the Catholic Church. You know, a lot of people don't understand that you know, the Muslim faith, the Catholic Church has a lot to do with that. I don't know. You can look up the history on it. I'm not saying nothing against it. Don't get me wrong. But all of that sort of, I mean, even all of Christianity, if you believe what the Bible says, the Bible calls her the Great Whore, and the ones that come out of it, harlots. So every organized religion come from the Catholic Church. And I think what you're going to see under that one world religion is all going to fall under that umbrella.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. You know, I just got a text message. Okay. Now, these text messages don't stop, by the way, guys. I just got a text message from somebody said,
I got
did
it
you too?
I'm
the one,
worth
the 100,000 the 100,000 bounty on you?
No, it's only a $50,000 bounty on me. It's 100,000 on you.
Yeah, I got 100,000 bounty. Listen to this, guys. I got 100,000 bounty on you. Do you always talk to yourself in your truck? You need to wash your 18-wheeler. Smoking is bad for you. Did you know? What are you looking for? LOL. You can't hide. Where are you going? Boo. You in a bad situation, are you? You fucked up. Smoking your 18-wheeler is very bad. You might start a fire. Be careful. Do you see us? You looked right at us. You fucked up. That's the text messages that I just got. And I'm reading them while I was trying to talk to you guys. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys want me? Come and fucking get me if you know where I'm at. Come and see me. Let's put your fucking gun to my head and pull the fucking trigger if you think you're so big and fucking tough. But I'm not scared of you stupid fucks. You guys, all you do is with your intimidation tactics. You guys wouldn't stand up for a fucking thing in your whole life. And that's why you still live in your mommy and daddy's basement. I don't care about you fucks. You're not going to threaten me into shut my mouth, and you can go fuck yourself. There's my answer to that. And if you truly were by me, and I have a $100,000 bounty on my head, what the fuck you waiting for? Make yourself rich, bitch. I don't care. You're a bunch of fucking spineless pussies.
You know, brother, I'm going to tell you something right now. My very first post about the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, my very first TikTok, when I was sitting there, I got a text come in. And the text was, we know what you did. You're going to pay all the same old BS that you read off there. What, you know, that's how much power these people got. But what they don't understand is patriots are rising up, and we're not going to shut up. We're not going to tolerate. We're not going to run. Our colors do not run. We're not going to back down from people like Klaus Schwab and all these clowns who sit over there on Billionaire Island and Bohemian Grove and dress up in costumes like a bunch of weirdos and sit there and threaten us. We're not going to take it.
That's exactly right. We're not going to fucking take it. And I'll tell you one thing. You take me out, you get your $100,000, there's 50 million more waiting to stand in my spot. So go ahead and try it.
Yep.
Go ahead and try it. Fuck around and find out. And you just got a text message too, huh, Chris?
Yeah, literally right before you started talking about getting a text message. I didn't get the big, you know, string that you did, but mine simply said 100,000 for Jeremy and 50,000 for Billy.
They're only referring to some short. They're talking about the name on my Facebook profile, Billy Bikerson, which isn't my real name. And so I can only assume, since they don't even know my real name, they only got my phone number through this shitbag named Brian. Anyway, without giving him any credit. But, yeah, $100,000 for Jeremy and $50,000 for Billy. We are watching Jeremy now. You should have never gotten involved. Well, you know what? I got involved when I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So you bring it on, you little fucking domestic piece of shit fucking terrorist. You're the terrorist. I'm not. I'm a patriot. I believe in separation of powers. I believe in the inalienable rights of people. I believe in not violating human rights, and I believe in not beating down old ladies in the street because they represent a different political opinion than mine. So you know what? You want to threaten me. You want to threaten Jeremy. You know what? Shut up your fucking threats. You want to bring it to the game? You fucking bring it. Your skill's against mine. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, now I guarantee you, I know who it is. They're listening to the radio show. And the guy that you talked about, Brian, I ain't going to say his last name, but I did a little research on this dumb fuck. And he's got an ex-girlfriend that has an order of protection against him because he's a stalker. And he would create fake Facebook profiles and fake phone numbers, and he harassed the shit out of her to the point where she almost got fired from her job. So I know who the guy is. I know who he is. You know who he is. And a lot of people that I know who he is. And I have a very long, 17-minute long audio clip that he knows he was being recorded, where he basically lies through his teeth, and we caught him in his lies. And I have not released that yet. I will not release that until he goes overboard, which he's getting real close right now. But if he thinks I'm going to back down or I'm scared of him, you know, here's the deal. He's pissed off because he didn't get the clout that he wanted. He wanted this to be his baby, this whole convoy to D.C. I brought in people when he added me on. I brought in Brian Braze, and I brought in Mike Landis. I brought in my friend Tony. I brought in numerous people to help us out because the group grew so big. And that's good. That's a good thing when you got support like that. And I brought in people that I trusted. And throughout the process, it got so crazy that other people got involved and other people got pushed out, and maybe in one of them. And it's okay. I'm not pissed off about it. I stand behind Brian and Mike and everybody that's in Hagerstown right now. I don't have a bad thing to say about them. I got pushed out because there were certain things that happened that were questionable that weren't necessarily my fault. And it was because I was being maybe careless at some point, sometime, but that's okay. It's mistakes that were made, but the fact of the matter is they made this happen, and they are still there, and they are still fighting for the same cause that I've stood up for in when I went to Pembina, North Dakota, to the border with 75 to 100 people. We're standing up to get rid of this Emergency Powers Act, and these let's call them mental midgets, they cannot see beyond their, I didn't get my 15 minutes of fame, or I didn't get rich off this. This was never about money for any of us. It was about money to certain people, and those are the people that got pushed out immediately. And one of them is the guy that is harassing us right now, because he has our phone numbers. And that's fine. He can harass us all he wants. I'm not scared of that asshole. And as a matter of fact, if I ever see him, I'm going to jail for felony assault. I'll say that on air. And he better not ever fucking come anywhere, even 20 yards close to me. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not a violent person. But what he's done harassing me in the last month and a half, I've had enough. And if he comes anywhere near me, I will pounce on him like a fucking cat that hasn't eaten in 3 weeks. And he will be begging God for mercy after he begs me for mercy. But that's just right now. I'm just going to say that because I'm tired of this shit. He's nothing but a fucking loser. He's been on my, he's been riding my coattails for 3 years. He's, every time I've planned an event, he tries to plan an event, and then he tries to tear me away from mine to join his. He's done this shit for 3 years. He's a piece of shit. And I'm not going to mention his last name again, but people know who I'm talking about. And if you're listening, Big B, go suck a dick. So, Chad, I'm sorry. We got off on a rant there because, assholes do asshole things.
Well, people are going to be the way they
are.
Yeah,
he just messaged me back. He said, you fucked up. Antifa forever. Fuck the KKK. Why are you looking around? Antifa for life.
Wait, can I?
These fucking people are fucking nuts. Yeah, go ahead, man.
I'm sorry. The KKK. When do we pull out our hoods? I've been waiting for like a while now. It's just funny. No, I said, when do we pull out our hoods?
I still didn't hear you.
Hello? I said, when do we pull out our hoods? Never mind, it was a joke, but I just love how everybody keeps calling you guys the KKK.
Yeah, it's these people, like this guy, Antifa forever, Antifa for life. Okay, good. Be Antifa. I don't give a fuck. And you call me Antifa, or you call yourselves Antifa, anti-fascist, right? And they call me the KKK, right? I'm a racist. John L., can you do me a favor and just explain who you are? I hate to do this to you, man.
Yeah,
I kind of put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. What kind of questions do you want out there? Like, seriously, I will answer anything.
What race are you? I'm just going to come out and fucking say it.
I'm black. Well, technically I'm brown, but in our generation, I would be considered as African American.
Yeah, and in your opinion, and be honest with me, do you think that I'm a racist man?
No. No, I'm just kidding. No,
you asshole. You sit there and have to say, well, let me think about it for a second. Yeah, well, man, well, I don't know.
No, I think you guys are all fairly beautiful people. I remember one day I was walking home from school and there was this ranch, and we all had to walk past this ranch, and it had the garage door opened up, and it had what people call that as the Confederate flag. And by me being in middle school, I had to, I believe what people told me about how it was like racist, KKK, white supremacist. You know, so we walked past this house every day after school scared, like we're about to get home from some kind of tree or whatever. So one day I decided to I walked across the road. And I was like, excuse me, I have a question for you guys. And they're like, yeah, what's up, bud? It's like, what does your flag mean? So for 2 hours, I sat there, had a Coke and a Dr. Pepper. And we talked about from everything from motocross to baseball to how the world makes everything racist, how this generation is making pretty much everything what it's not supposed to, like the Confederate flag. They make it like a racist flag. You know, we're not going to get in depth with it, but the fact is, if you just sit down and actually talk to somebody instead of assuming, maybe you might get more, and you might even agree on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what bothers me about these guys that claim they're anti-fascists. They've been so brainwashed and so conditioned by the media and the influencers that they follow, but they don't even realize that they're actually being fascists. Like, we don't give a shit if you're Democrat or Republican. What we don't want is the government to control every aspect of our lives. We don't want communism. You do you, and I'll do me, and just leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone. But these guys are forceful about their beliefs and their opinions to the point where they harass the shit out of you. And the People's Convoy, We're not calling people up and say, I see you following us, and because we don't give a shit. We don't even pay attention. And honestly, I don't give a fuck if they're sitting right behind me right now or right beside me. Like I said before, if I've got $100,000 out of my head, come and get it. I'm not fucking scared of these people. They think I'm going to be intimidated. I was reading their text messages, and they don't stop. I block one number, and five more pop up. Do you guys have to deal with that shit, Chad, in Canada? I mean, you said that you got threatening messages too.
You know, no, because we put people like that in their place. You know, I look at that spot down there in Chicago, I believe it was Chicago, when all these Antifa thugs left their mom's basement and come out, and they all got together like they're a big bad gang, and they went down the wrong street. I think it was Chicago. I don't know if you've seen that. It was going around the internet for a while. And all the people just stood there with baseball bats, said, you're not going to do that in my town. And like, you know, they all ran back to their mom's basement. It was beautiful.
Yeah, like that's how big a pussies these people are. They won't face you face to face. They'll threaten you from afar, and try to, you know, intimidate you. Like, you know, these text messages. Well, smoking in your truck is not good, dude. Even if you're there watching me smoke in my truck, the fact that you're not doing anything about it, you're just sending threatening text messages. Go fuck yourself, dude. I'm not scared of you. You want to have a snowball fight or a pillow fight?
You know what?
I mean, I'm not scared of you.
I have a question. If they're watching you right now, they obviously have our phone numbers because they've texted both of us here in the last few minutes. If they're watching you right now, why don't you text Jeremy and I both the fucking address of where Jeremy's sitting? So we know you're real.
I just texted him. I said, where am I at if you're so tough? That was 3 minutes ago.
Now, we do have Brian wants to say something I see on the switchboard here.
Oh, bring him on.
All right. Brian, if you're listening, I hope you still are. I am just about to bring you on the air. Let me hit the button here.
Yeah, before we begin, can we make it absolutely clear? I am not the same Brian that you guys are talking about here.
No, you're not.
No, that's a good point. He is not the same Brian.
I thought I was about to get real for a second.
Like I said, not the same Brian. No, actually, I want to connect a few dots for you and have a couple comments if you give me a minute. Talking about the notion of the vaccines, the mask mandate, and blah, 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 all this, and then somebody mentioned a one world religion. I don't mean to offend when I say this, but it's definitely not the Catholic Church, and it's definitely not Islam. There is a push for one world religion, and we see it in country by country by country, and it's all the same. It's the government. Bow down and worship the government. Do what we say or else. That's what all of this has been about. It's been about control, forcing people to do what they want, when they want, and how they want. I still look on the FaceTube. Yes, I'm that idiot that doesn't know the difference between all the other social media stuffs, but there was a post bitching and complaining about landlords, and they go through this post and they say, you know, rent is this much and I'm taxed this much and rent is too high. Well, wait a minute, hold on, time out. When you're renting something, you're getting a good or a service in return. What are you getting for taxes? Oh, that's right, they're not shooting you in the face. It's like, you got to understand, the government honestly sees you as a serf or a slave, and that they let you keep so much money. They want you to worship them. That's what all this is about. It's about control. It's as simple as that. By the way, if either one of you guys have a bounty in your head, can you tell me where you are? Because 50 or 100,000 might actually let me fill up my tank next week.
I ain't telling you shit.
You guys got. I feel sad now. There's no bounty on me. Like, come on.
That's what I said.
Feel left out. I don't feel the love, right?
Hey, don't worry, Chad and John L. If you guys feel left out, you just hang out with me and Chris long enough, you'll have a bounty.
I know.
Fucking spineless cowards.
It's probably 2,500 for me and him.
I know I get a lot of death messages and, you know, death threats, even publicly and privately, from people from all over the world, actually, now at this point. And they're like, you act like a child. I'm like, I just turned 18. I mean, what do you... But it's crazy. I mean, I feel like unstoppable. You know, I wake up every morning, I eat breakfast, I get my Fruit Loops, and I just sit there and read messages, death messages, and just laugh. Like, that's how I treat it.
that's been my life. Basically, since there was a group on Facebook that changed their name to Convoy to DC 2022, and I was added in as an admin. Ever since that happened, I have gotten nothing but harassment, threats. I've gotten pictures of my Escalade with my license plate number sitting in Hagerstown. It's endless harassment for these people. And like this, the one text message the other night said that me and everybody that's involved with the People's Convoy are going down for wire fraud and embezzlement and, you know, falsifying this, that. And I'm like, dude, I haven't even, like, first of all, let me just address this. None of those guys are doing anything illegal. They're every receipt is accounted for. Every penny is accounted for. I know that. Secondly, I haven't even been involved with any of the major planning for over a month and a half. I went down to Hagerstown to show Brian and Mike and everybody else that is involved with the major planning that no matter what happened throughout that process, that I still support what they're doing 100%. And I still support what they're doing to this day. And because I'm going to be a bigger man. There was things that were said, there was things that did, that were that done that probably would have caused hard feelings for a lot of people, between a lot of people, and it did between me and somebody else, and I'm not going to mention her name. I did say hi to her down in Hagerstown, and she wouldn't even look at me, and she walked right past me, because that's the bitch she is, and she's always been that way, and she'll always be that way, and that's fine. If she wants to be a petty bitch, then let her be a petty bitch. No, get off my ass. And she walked right past me, and then she bragged about it to other people that Jeremy Johnson said hi to me. I didn't even look at him. I just walked right past him. Oh, way to brag that you're a little person. Well, good job. But that's okay. She has a right to do that, and I'm not offended by it. And it is what it is. But that's the shit that we've had. Brian has had it way worse than I have. Braze. He's had, what did they say? He was up over 1,000 death threats from these Antifa fucks. Not to mention, we had encounters with Antifa down at Hagerstown. We had to boot numerous Antifa members out. And they're in there taking pictures of license plate numbers and DOT numbers and MC numbers. And I mean, all they do is harass people. For what? Because they have a different opinion than you? You don't see them coming to your house, well, your parents' house, and harassing your parents and you. But they think it's okay to do that to other people. They truly better hope that a civil war doesn't ever break out in this country, because all those guys do is intimidate, and they beat people up in groups. And you know who they beat up? Elderly. The people that are incapable of defending themselves. That's what they do, because they're pieces of shit. And fuck them. I don't care. It's not about them. Sorry, I go off on a rant. See, Chad? See what happens?
Hey, I'm yes, listening. Sir. Can you guys hear me?
John L. Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to send you guys. Yeah, I'm about to send you guys some videos from when I was there. There are so many people doing interviews, and a gentleman came up and he was like, "Hey, can we do an interview?" I kind of pushed him off for about a day or so, and then we finally got to this interview. And as I'm recording me, it's always for some reason it's always me recording at the right time, where an undercover, I guess, security guard came over and said he's part of Antifa. He's been tracking and taking pictures of license plates. And as you guys are sitting here talking about that, I was getting chills. I was like, wait a second. I got the videos. So I'm going to send you guys over the videos of me, like, getting mic'd up, and he comes over, and I have, like, video of the person who was actually taking pictures of the license plates.
Oh, that – well, isn't that nice? Let's – We'll get together after the show. We won't waste any more time on those stupid assholes on our show. And you can send me those videos. There's no sense of going to the FBI because the FBI is basically fucking Antifa, sticking up for Biden and Hunter Biden's laptop story. You know, so screw them. But I will share this all with my my local police department, all the evidence. So they can do with it what they will, and I don't give a shit. I'm not scared of them. I'm not. I haven't turned anything into any law enforcement yet because I know what they're doing. It's intimidation tactics, and they think they're scaring me for some reason. They obviously have no idea who I am because if I ran into a group of 10 of them, I would. Here's what I would say to them. I'd say, listen, you guys are going to kick the shit out of me. I know you are. You probably maybe kill me, but I'm going to guarantee you one thing. I'm going to take two of you motherfuckers with me, just so you know. Now you decide which two you want me to take with me, because I'm going to tear your heads right off your shoulders while you beat the shit out of me. But they won't do that because they're chicken shit. So, yeah. Woo! See, Chad? Hold on, Chad. Can I give out your phone number publicly so you can get the threats, too, and get a bounty on your head?
Oh, me too. Me too, please.
Well, I'm not feeling the love, right? I'm not popular. And people, if you're listening, I live in New Flat. Come find me. I'm down for 2,500. 2,500 is all you need to pay.
I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to have to do this to you, John L. and Chad. Chad and John L.'s phone numbers publicly is together. If you want to call them, it's 911. So dial that number. You'll get John L. directly. You'll get Chad directly. Let them know where your address is, and they will come right to you so you can beat the shit out of them. Just call 911. Go ahead, Chad.
The threat that I got, what I thought about it, because like I said, I was talking about the World Economic Forum. I mean, it come in. I thought for sure it was an intelligence agency, you know, because all these stations are monitored. They're all, you know, like you said, we're talking about the FBI. I mean, one of the most corrupt agencies in all of history. And, yeah, you know they monitor everything we say and do. I mean, here we are, you know, hardworking patriots. We got nothing better to do but to harass us and, you know, try to find dirt on us rather than let Trudeau and Biden and all these people make their deals, their corrupt deals. And they got nothing better to do but to worry about what we're doing. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah. It's so obvious right now that these people are being funded by special interest money, big large corporations, the World Economic Forum, worldwide. BlackRock is involved in a lot of this shit. That investment firm has tens of trillions of dollars. I mean, they've got more money than you and I could even masturbate about. I mean, that's how much money they got. I mean, they've got more money than probably the bottom 80%. Of the world collectively together.
But they should throw some
my
way.
Well, listen, they keep up with this bullshit. They're going to piss enough people off that what they don't even realize is people are going to just, when they realize they've been poisoned by this vaccine, number one, and number two, when they realize, when people start waking up, and they are, to what's really happening, you don't think these people are going to lose their fucking minds and say, well, fuck, I'm going to die anyway. I might as well start taking these son of a bitches out. You don't think they're going to come after these people? I hope they're in bunkers and they're hiding there for the next 5 to 10 years, because people ain't going to sit here and put up with this shit. You know?
100%. I believe you 100% there. Once the hard times set in, I mean, you look at these rising gas prices right now. This is all by design. So you see, people are still asleep. They don't realize that they printed money. They've got budgets they can never pay back. So now by raising the gas prices, I mean, they want to start civil unrest. That's the next part of their plan. But I think the one thing they're underestimating is we the people, no matter what happens, we will bind together and we will not forget. There's no place Klaus Schwab and Trudeau and all of them could go hide. I mean, I don't know how secure Biden's basement is, but we're going to find it. We're not going to forget.
No. No, and what they don't realize is that there's people out there that have done enough research, extensive research, to understand exactly who has accepted money from who and what side they stand on. Lindsey Graham, by him not showing up to vote on to end the Emergency Powers Act, well, we know now what side he stands on. Basically, it's 90%, if not more, of our American politicians that have sold out. But the Canadian politicians, we have one or two in each parliament in Canada or the Senate and Congress in the United States, a few of them that have not sold out and are there for the right reasons. And I shouldn't say one or two. There's probably more than that. But the ones that haven't spoken up are just as guilty as the ones that are being bought out, in my opinion. Now, I'm scared I'm going to lose my political career. Fuck your career. Right now is the time for you to stand up, be honest, and stand for what's right, right now in history. And if you don't, then you are on the other side. You are an enemy. That's the truth. And these people don't understand that. And when the shit does go down, which it will, because people are going to get pushed to a point where, listen, either I starve or I start taking these corrupt motherfuckers out. And trust me, there's enough crazy people out there that if they're forced to that position, they're going to start taking the corrupt motherfuckers out. What I'm scared of is it's going to create people fighting amongst each other first before they start going after the people that have created this mess. And I hope it doesn't go like that. I hope people band together and say, okay, what are we doing and who are we going after? And they go and take these people out the way they need to.
Okay.
By the way, since this is a recorded show, that's just my opinion. I'm not advocating for people to do that, but if that's what it comes down to, that's what it needs to come down to.
Mm.
And let the cards fall where they may. Go ahead, John L.
So for an 18-year-old, this should be expected for everybody that's out there, but this kind of all sounds so familiar. You guys ever seen a movie called The Purge?
Oh, we've talked about that.
Oh, see, it felt so familiar. And if you guys didn't see the movie called, what was it, Purge Election Year, or Purge Forever Purge, that kind of reminds me of it. And if it wasn't for my career, I would probably be long gone out of California right now, as we see, just living off some land somewhere in America, trying to get away from all this nonsense. And, you know, it sucks where we have to leave our dreams behind, where you would think you live in America where you should be able to, you know, fulfill your dreams, but now you kind of have to live somewhere else just to be able to survive the next 10 years and throw it all away, you know what I mean? And as an 18-year-old, that sucks, because you won't be able to – it's scary because you're thinking about stuff like this, you know? You should be focusing on – going to college or the military or whatever you want to do, you know, and think about the future, you know, think about raising a family, living in a safe country. But yet now I'm here thinking about what am I going to do next year, you know, how am I going to survive next year from all of this corrupt leftist ideology where I can't succeed as an American in general. Put the politics to the side, put your patriotism to the side, but as where we're supposed to be free Americans, you can't even live like that anymore. Even from the left or the right, whatever it may be, freedoms are being stripped away. Our daily livelihood is being stripped away. Democrat or Republican, one way or another, they're being stripped away. And it sucks for the people that don't see it, but for the people that do see it, even sucks even more because we're trying to be silenced.
Right.
Hey, am I still muted?
No, you're still on.
Nope. Oh, well, there we go then. I was asking Chris if I was. I don't mean to interject because, I mean, I'm not trying to hijack anything, but something I would strongly recommend everybody be to do, look at history. I mean, we're talking about a movie, and, you know, go back. I will always argue, go back to your first principles of anything. If you have, you're an American and you're a patriot, go back to the first principles of our country and see what we are founded on, and if you agree with them. And if you do, then it's your obligation and your duty then to show that to other people and educate them in some manner. A really great phrase I like, talking about losing the freedoms and such, if it does not break my leg or pick my pocket, it is no concern of mine. So do what
Amen.
You want,
right.
But you leave me to do what I want. And,
exactly,
that's
what freedom is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's what freedom is. I see we have another caller that wants to get on. Brian, I'm going to put you on mute now. If you're unless you have something else you want to add.
No, I'll shut up now.
Okay, hey Brian. By the way, it was good to meet you down in Hagerstown, and yeah, it was good to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later. All right, everybody. That's Brian. He's he calls in quite regularly, and we appreciate his opinion. Me and him don't always agree. When I met him down in Hagerstown, we sat in my car and we had a long conversation about Hagerstown and, you know, the plans and you know, what could happen and what couldn't happen. And he was skeptical on you know, rightfully so on different aspects, and that's okay. That's your right. That's what freedom is called. You don't have to agree 100% with anybody. You have the right to ask questions about anything or be skeptical about anything. Chad, you're about to get busy here. We got two callers lined up, but let me grab the first one. 5805-5805. I'm going to add you on the air right now. And who do we have on the air?
Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
I just wanted to say I'm listening to you guys. This is the first time I've ever called on a radio show. Chad is from Newfoundland. I'm a Newfoundlander. Probably tell by the accent. I don't know if you noticed, Chad. I comment on your post quite a bit. I just want to say thanks, guys, for coming on the air and bringing this forward. I was one of those people, I don't want to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I do try to pick through all the, lack of better words, BS, in most situations. And with this COVID and so much going on, there's a lot of people that didn't really believe in what's going on. And I think people are starting to wake up because of you guys. And you guys are bringing stuff forward, not bashing, not doing it in a mean or harsh way. And I just want to thank you guys so much for that.
Chad, I'll let you respond to that.
Well, Darlene, thank you. I appreciate all your comments. And, you know, it's great people like you, you know, that makes me proud to be a Newfoundlander. And you're right. People are waking up. I mean, we've had enough. We see what's going on. I mean, you look at our own government here in Newfoundland, bought and paid for, a Trudeau wannabe, Andrew Fury, when he come out and publicly said that the unvaccinated will be treated, I think it was like scurry peering in windows, like the undesired. I mean, for a premier of a province to get on like that is an absolute disgrace. And when it comes time for elections again, I'll make my voice known. But thank you, darling.
You're welcome. And, Chad, you know something? I'll be the first to admit, I was one of the ones that, when I got the vaccine, thought I was doing everything right. My husband wasn't on board, and I pressured him to get this vaccine because my daughter was planning on moving out of the country at the time. And I said to him, I said, if you don't get this shot, I don't know where we're going to stand. Because if she moves out of the country, where are you going to fit in if something got to happen and you can't get there because of this vaccine? And I've also seen people lose family members that couldn't be, I'm sorry, I'm going to might get a little bit upset, family members that couldn't be in a hospital, and these aren't my family members, and it bothers me this much that they could not be with a family member that's dying, and these family members died alone in a hospital bed. This is why I thank you guys so much for doing what you're doing. Sorry.
Darlene, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry to hear all of that. And what you just said is basically what we've been fighting against is people were coerced into taking something they didn't want to take. Because they didn't want to lose their freedoms and their rights. And that's why we stand. That's why we fight, because that is not right. It's never been right, and it never will be right. And, it's corruption at its finest.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but earlier stages, you guys were all the conspiracy theorists, and if I spoke, I would be. Now, thank God, because of all of this now, I think because of you guys, slowly but surely people are starting to see what's really happening.
Yeah, we've stood our ground throughout all of this. We have been ridiculed. We've been called racists. We've been called conspiracy theorists. We've been called every name in the book. We've been threatened. I still get threatened. Like what you heard earlier, I still get threatening text messages every other day. It doesn't stop. And I'm not going to stop. Your threats are not going to stop me. They're not going to stop people like Chad. They're not going to stop people like Chris or John L. Your threats are not going to stop us. We will speak the truth because we know what is right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Darlene, that's a very valid concern that we all have, that we all know by us speaking out against the narrative, that we are speaking out against the big pharma, which are very powerful people. And if we get too loud and too influential, the chances that we will meet our demise are very high, and we know that. And we're willing to take that risk because humanity and the truth is more important to us than anything that has to do with those evil people. But thank
absolutely
you so much for
you
calling, Darlene.
$100,000.
Well, yeah, I'm worth $100,000, apparently, to Antifa.
Ted, I know where you live, you might be worth just
me
as much. Be careful.
They better not announce my bounty.
Newfoundland is not that big.
I was going to text him back and say, if I just took myself out, could I still get that $100,000 to my family? You know what I mean? I mean, holy shit. I got a text message back, by the way, from these morons. I said, you know, where am I at if you're so tough? And you know what his response was? Or whatever the little punk, whatever, he says, in your mom, he says. I go, ha, 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 dumb fuck. And then he just texts me back, now, you are. I want to text him back, my dad can beat up your dad. I mean, geez, that's the childish shit we're dealing with. They think they're being intimidating, but they're not. But, Darlene, let me move on to the next caller. Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely.
And I hope
you
have a fantastic day.
You too.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, she's on mute now before I get to the next caller, John Alba. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's funny because the other day some guy was just messaging me like nonstop, and I was pretty much just like, dude, what's your problem with texting an 18-year-old? Are you like a pedophile or whatever? And he just got so mad, and it was just the funniest thing ever. That's it. Go ahead. Sorry.
He didn't ask you. He didn't ask if he could sniff your head, did he?
No, but it was like really creepy, like Joe Biden creepy.
Oh well. As long as he didn't ask you to run your hands through his hair on his legs or sniff your head, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Joe Biden.
And the hairs on the legs.
Hey, let's get to the next caller, 9400. We're going to add you onto the call right now so you can speak your piece. And who do we have on tonight?
Oh, my goodness. It's Nicole again. Sorry. I got to kiss my
What's that?
Off. It's Nicole again. Something Janelle said a few minutes ago made me think, but then the comeback with the random weirdos that are messaging you that are complete idiots. Fucking pussy. Sorry. But the career thing he was talking about, like I was, like my dream has always been to be a PICU nurse and work with kids, and but since, like, the COVID vaccines and stuff, like, I was working at a nursing home, and I literally had to leave my job because otherwise they were going to fire me, and so I'm like, you know what? I'd rather not be fired, but I literally had to leave one job I actually really liked in order to, because of this stupid crap. Like, a lot of people have to do that now.
So you...
And it, really crappy.
So you had, did you get, were you vaccinated then?
No, and I won't be.
Okay. So you haven't had to choose between your career and the jab?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's been an issue. Like, I talked to my parents and I'm like, I literally still want to do this as a job, but I'm not taking it, so I've had to, like, choose a different path, kind of, for what I want to do in the future, which is kind of a pain in the butt, but...
Well, I think there's going to be a day in the near future, Nicole, where you're not going to have to make that choice again. The distrust that the medical field has caused onto the general population by selling out to big pharma money and federal money just to, you know, to create an emergency that never existed to begin with. I have a very sneaking suspicion that we're going to have healthcare facilities that are going to pop up all over that are being funded by patriots, that are being funded by constitutionalists, that will not make you ever make a choice between your health, your personal body, your choice over keeping your job. I think that's going to happen in the near future. I think what's going on right now is everything is so jumbled and moving at such a fast pace that everybody's kind of sitting back to see what the hell is really going on. People are starting to wake up in mass numbers, and it's scaring the shit out of the elite, which is why you're seeing a fast pace of the World Economic Forum, and even Joe Biden talking about the New World Order that, by the way, was flagged for conspiracy theories by Twitter and Facebook less than a year ago. And now they can't even hide that anymore because it's been mentioned by Trudeau. It's been mentioned by Biden. It's been mentioned by numerous world leaders about the New World Order. So
yeah, that's really scary.
Find comfort in that. But thank you again for your call again, and we appreciate your input. And I'm going to throw you back on mute so we can finish out our discussion.
All right, thanks.
Okay, that was Nicole again, everybody. And, yeah, we I don't know, Chad. What do you think about all this?
Well, brother, you know, I just try to stay positive. You know, I know the world's going crazy. You know, this is all has to happen. I mean, people are going insane, and pretty soon you're going to have to lock up the sane people to get away from the insane people. I mean, you just come out now and they talk about a bill, a Democratic senator or Democratic Congress, whatever he was, brought up a bill to have abortion up to 28 days after birth. The very fact that you could bring that to the floor, there is something seriously wrong with the country.
It's no longer a this is a very touchy subject on my part, the abortion subject, but especially after a baby is born, especially, not saying it ain't before, but especially after a baby's born, and you want to call it an abortion then, within 28 days?
That's murder.
That's fucking murder. Exactly. I mean, we can debate all day long before they're born, but after they're born, no, sir. That's not debatable.
So how does it ever get even bought up? It's because they want to harvest organs. I mean, these people are sick, man.
That's the thing that people don't understand is we're dealing with the sickest, the most narcissistic, mentally ill people that are very good at manipulation. They've manipulated us into electing them as our representatives, which they are not, because they don't represent shit in any aspect of our life. They've done this for a paycheck. They've done this for it's like a Ponzi scheme. Well, I'll get into public office. I'll stay there. I'll make sure I stay there. And I'll get my pockets lined. I'll never have to worry about money again. They forget that there's people out there that are watching them. Not all of us, because there's a lot of people that are lazy and just, well, it is what it is, and I can't do nothing about it. But there's a lot of us, too, like me and you, Chad, and Chris and Jonelle, and millions like us that are sick of their shit. And now we sit back and we think to ourselves, what can we do? What can we do to change this? And it's not just one of us thinking that. It's not two of us thinking that. It's millions of us thinking that. But with today's day and age, with the technology, we can't just get on Facebook or Twitter or any social media app and say, okay, guys, let's gather our guns and go take them out, because that would be considered a threat, and we'd go to prison. And the media, that is obviously paid, to put out a certain narrative, would paint you as a right-wing terrorist, just like they did January 6th, even though I've seen all the videos, not all of them, but most of them, where I've seen them actually letting people in through the gates or letting people into the Capitol. I've seen Ashley Babbitt hand out water to the Capitol Police while she was in the Capitol, telling them that she's there to protect them and the Capitol and what it stood for, because she's seen the terrorists outside, meaning Antifa, that were dressed in Trump attire. And when I say Trump attire, make America great, American flags, they're chameleons. They fit right in. They know how to make it look like they are one of you. They're not dummies by any means, but they're pussies, because they won't ever do anything by themselves. They have to do it in a group. That's what they've always done. But my question is how was Nancy Pelosi involved in this? Because I know she was. I can't prove it. I don't have any proof, but my heart and my soul tells me she and some of the Democratic leadership was involved with January 6th in creating that. And because John, what's his name, Chris, that's associated with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, help me out here, brother. John, what the hell's his last name?
Excuse me, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm having a pretty candid argument in our chat group with some guy that's talking about how delusional we are. And I can't tell he's very, very off. I can't tell if he's pro-Nazi or he's anti-Nazi. He actually comes across like he is a Nazi and is making fun of us. You know what? I don't know. I'm confused. His moniker is Be Wise Ass Serpent, and you and I are delusional, and I'm trying to figure out where the hell he actually stands on things. I'm sorry. What was the actual question?
Was it John Lewis?
No, it's not John Lewis. Who was John Sullivan? There, it clicked my memory.
Okay.
I'm reading the chat but John Sullivan was in the Capitol that day. Okay, he sold his footage to CNN and MSNBC. I believe it was MSNBC for $80,000+ between the two of them before the so-called insurrection was even over with. And they were spreading this shit out all over mainstream media. And if you've never heard who John Sullivan is, go research the guy. Even his own brother says he's a fucking nutbag. He was on Citizen Stringer News with Stephen Oatley, who I've met a couple different times now. I met him down in Hagerstown. I met him out in D.C. in 2020. Steve Oatley with Citizen Stringer News. He speaks the truth, and he has live videos to back a lot of his shit up, live videos, including all the riots in 2020. And it started shortly after our group left D.C., after we sat on Constitution Avenue for 21 days. Over 200 of us at any given time for three straight weeks sat in the south lawn of the White House, basically, for three straight weeks. News media wouldn't pick us up. We've done this shit before. But as soon as we left, that Memorial Day is when George Floyd thing happened. And that's when shit hit the fan in this country. And that's when they started burning cities down, rioting, looting. I mean, you look at a Target store. They were going to the Target and just fucking breaking windows, taking whatever the hell they wanted. Be wise. Yeah. Seek help ASAP. Hey, if he's listening, which he probably is, go fuck yourself. You go seek help, dumbass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
January 6th, brother. January 6th was a scam set up by Pelosi and some Republicans so that they could bring charges against Trump because they can't find nothing on him so that he don't run again in 2024. That's all that was about. She turned down the National Guard offer that Trump offered. They offered help. She turned it down. This was all a big setup. They had the cameras in the right place. They got footage in the building they don't want to release to anybody. And, you know, that's what's going on there. This was a plan to hurt Trump. And everything they try backfires. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what it was. Just like the Russian collusion thing. Just like the, we impeached Trump twice, you know. They want talking points. And keep their followers consumed with I hate Trump, but I don't know why. I was one of them. I was one of them for the first 2 years of his presidency until I went and sat in Constitution Avenue in 2020. For the first time in history, we had protesters sitting out on Constitution Avenue for 21 straight days, and twice in those 21 days, a sitting United States president sent out his people, once with a bag of hats, like baseball hats, and everybody's like, "Ooh, what do you got, baseball hats?" They missed the point. And secondly, he brought out every truck a bag of Hershey Kisses, president seal on the bag. And they're like, "Oh, what did you get? Oh, you got kisses and hats. Ooh, good for you. You got something done." These dumb mental midgets don't even realize that a sitting United States president literally sent out protesters gifts, regardless of what the gifts are. I don't give a shit if it was a Matchbox car. He sent out gifts. Just that fact alone should tell people, wow, why would he do that? But they don't think that far ahead. They're simpletons, and that's okay. Let them be simpletons. I don't have to associate with them. But you guys didn't get that in Canada and Ottawa. Hell, Trudeau come in there, you guys are being peaceful. You know, and I hear people say, oh, they weren't being peaceful. They were blowing their air horns. So you were fucking inconvenienced by some sounds of air horns, right? And that's what the same people are saying down here in the States. Oh, what are you doing, wasting gas and driving around circles around D.C.? Hey, asshole, are you paying for the fucking gas? No. Guess what? They're not burning your fucking city down. They're not looting your local Target or Walmart. They're not creating violence or committing crimes. The only people I've seen being violent are the liberals that are against them being there because they get annoyed by an air horn. I watched one guy stand in front of a semi-truck down in D.C., and he was, fuck you, fuck that, for a good 5 minutes, giving him the finger, calling them crybabies. And the trucker got out of his truck with a sign and said, God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. He didn't comply to that guy's anger. The guy's obviously been brainwashed and conditioned to think that the truckers that are there in D.C. that are protesting are against him, when in actuality they're there for him, for people like him. And they're too stupid to realize that. And it's unfortunate, and like that guy said, God bless him. Let's pray for him, because he obviously needs it. And, yeah, Chris, just quit responding to that guy in chat, because he's obviously here to troll, and fuck him. He can go troll somewhere else. He can put his little what he thinks is wise comments in there, but in actuality, he's probably a 12-year-old kid in the basement. His game of Call of Duty, he probably lost. So now he's got nothing better to do than do this. He's probably the same guy that's texting us. So who gives a shit what he says? His opinion doesn't matter.
He's probably sitting on Biden's lap, rubbing his ears in his basement.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know, man, but we kind of got off subject there because of all, you know, this is what happens with us. We get off subject because we get this, we get that, and it just, it escalates. And it happens sometimes when we're off air, it happens sometimes when we're on air, and I'm sorry that had to happen while you were on air, because I enjoyed, you know, your videos and talking to you. We're on the same side, but I'm going to extend this offer to you, Chad. You are welcome to call in. We're on every Thursday night. You're welcome to call in and share any of your opinions or your thoughts every Thursday night. I will always give you airtime. I have another friend, his name is Paul, up in Canada, that he calls in on occasion, and we bullshit. And I haven't heard from him now for about 3 weeks, I suppose, but that's okay. We've been busy with our show too. We have different people on, but I want to extend that offer to you. You're always welcome to call in to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show and share your thoughts uncensored every Thursday night. So I appreciate you, man. And yeah. But
listen,
you know,
sorry, brother.
No,
yeah,
go ahead, man.
I definitely will, brother. I mean, I've enjoyed this tonight, you know, and it is too bad we kind of took down the Antifa road, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, you reached out, I believe, to the brother I recommended to you, Michael, I don't even know how to say his name, three rows in a hole or something. I don't know. But
he got back to me, by the way. He texted me. Yeah, he's going to come on next Thursday. I'm going
to
send him the information.
Yeah, I would love.
Yeah, he's going to be on next Thursday. Come on with us, man. Yeah, absolutely.
I will. Yeah, 100%. 100%. I would love to do that. He's a true patriot.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He truly is. And, I ain't going to text him anymore tonight because it's a little, you know, we have another 45 minutes left of the show if we want it. And I'll take every 45 minutes of it if you're still on and we're bullshitting and we're having a good time, let's keep it. Let's use the time. But
yeah,
I'm going to bring him on next weekend, or next Thursday.
I'm at almost midnight now, and I got to be up in a couple hours, so I'm going to have a sign out soon. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, well, if you got to go, man, that's cool. I understand. I know that you're about 2.5 hours ahead of us or so. Why don't you go ahead and dig deep, think about what you would really like to say to the people about our governments worldwide, and let it rip like you do on your TikTok, and be no holds barred, and say what you got to say, man.
Well, you know, brother, I guess what I want to say is these corrupt devils, and that's what they are, they're devils. They have a plan. They want to plan their vision of our future. And we the people, we're not going to tolerate it. We've now caught on. We see. We understand. We know the plan. We see what they're trying to do. And we're going to bind together as patriots. And we're going to rise up. And we're going to stop Klaus Schwab and Santa Claus, whatever the hell it is you want to call him. I don't know. And Biden and Trudeau and Jagmeet and a whole lot of them. Their time is at an end. Put the WEF, George Soros, a whole lot of them, and Vladimir Putin wants to come to Canada, well, I'll wrap Justin Trudeau up, and I'll send him a lot packing with him. And if that's not good enough for him, then we'll give him a whooping and send Putin back to where he come from. But we are not going to put up and allow people, especially weak people, like Justin Trudeau, Marco, that clown over in Australia, what they've done to the poor people in Australia, Longo in Quebec, what they've done to the people in Quebec. We, the patriots, we're getting together. We're not going to tolerate it. We've had enough of the rules. We had enough of the mandates, the vaccines, and we're going to put an end to it. It's all over. It's done. People say they're coming back. They are not coming back because we're not going to allow it.
And there you have it. Right there. Now, you guys, what is your TikTok handle, Chad?
Chadio2778.
Chadio, C-H-A-D-I-O, 2778. Follow him on TikTok. You can follow him as Chad Collins on Facebook.
Clapper.
And what else, Chad?
Clapper and YouTube, see me.
Say that again one more time.
Clapper.
What's that?
And YouTube. Clapper. And YouTube, seeing me.
Chad Collins.
No, Chadio 2778 on Clapper and YouTube.
2778. Chadio 2778 on Clapper,
yep.
And YouTube. And then Chad Collins on Facebook. And Chadio 2778 on TikTok. So go, if you're on any of those platforms, go follow him. Like I said, he's got like, I don't know, 84,000-85,000 followers in, on TikTok right now. YouTube is a little bit harder to get followers. Like, I've been on YouTube for quite a while, but I don't use it as much. But I'm just a hair over 1,000 followers on there. Twitter, I'm a little over 10,000. And then TikTok, I'm back up to 25,000, but they'll ban me soon. I mean, I know that. They do that every time, but it is what it is. But go follow Chadio. Chad Collins from Canada. He's very passionate. You just heard him, like, his last explanation, his closing statement there. That's why I follow him, because he speaks the truth, and he doesn't give a shit about your feelings, because we're past the point about your feelings. So, Chad, from all of us, we appreciate you coming on. And I will send a link to you for next week when we get it created, probably Monday or Tuesday, once I get confirmation from the other gentleman of him coming on. And we would love to have you call in also, and we'll get a whole group thing going on, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it too.
Yeah, brother. All right. That sounds good. I'll talk to
you
next
week. Chad. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining,
and
take it easy. And
yeah,
absolutely, brother. You take
Chris and JL there as well. So.
Right on, brother. Yep.
All right,
man.
Care,
thanks, thanks again, Chad.
All right, buddy.
All right,
bye-bye.
See ya. All right, that was Chad. It sucked that we kind of got away from our conversation because it was flowing pretty good, and then we got those threatening texts, and it is what it is. So I'm going in through our chat right now, and I'm erasing this dipshit that, you know, these guys, they just... They can't have a conversation with you. They got to go right to the mudslinging, you know.
Well, you know
what do you disagree about?
Kind of,
you know, call.
It's kind
and
of
call
obvious.
And get on the fucking radio and just have a discussion with us. But they won't do that. You know what? They get their fucking nut by getting on here with their chat and think they're being tough guys, just like these cocksuckers that sent me threatening text messages. And oh, I'm watching you. Oh, are you? Where am I at? In your mom. That's their answer. Fuck you, dude. You know? And I said, ha, 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 you're a dumb fuck. He goes, you are. What a comeback. I mean, you dipshits don't think I know what your game is? Antifa for life. Oh, clap, clap, clap. I'm glad you finally, in your 17 or 18 or 19 years of life, you finally found a group that you could associate with that doesn't put you down because you're an asshole. Fuck off. Okay, I'm done, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's become, okay, so whoever this guy is in our, by the way, if you're not aware, folks, if you're listening to us, if you're tuned into us over the website, you know, and you're on your laptop or other device, there is a chat applet where you can actually chat back and forth with us here at the Disrespect the Trucker radio show. And well, tonight we've got this guy, B-Wise-Ass Serpent. And the only conclusion I can come to is that he's just a complete mental patient. So what I've come up with here in the last few messages that this person has sent to the page is at times he seems to be anti-Nazi. At times he seems to be pro-Nazi. He prefers or they prefer the enslavement of people who are of inferior intelligence. And now it's coming out, he's referring to the United States as being a sodomite nation and a transgender nation. So it seems like we've got someone who is just completely a gay-bashing, transphobic person that kind of supports some of Nazism, but not of other Nazism. And I really can't tell if we're being trashed by this person for not being Nazi enough or for being too Nazi. It's been a long, crazy night. I've had a few other side conversations relating to the threats that you and I received by text message, and those got a little bit crazy as well because you and I both kind of have an idea who's behind it, and I reached out to that person directly. You know what? Welcome to the world of speaking out against the party. And that's all. I speak out against the party, your life becomes a series of death threats and people trying to twist your words and absolutely insane people trying to argue with you that seem to have every stance yet no stance. I don't know. It's been a crazy night, Jeremy.
Oh, it has. And honestly, you know, one second. I just had a little car pull up in front of me and it's like slammed on his brakes. I'm just waiting for people to pop out, but go ahead. I mean, come at me, bro. I'm ready. And imagine that they drive a Prius.
Well,
fucking
just
losers.
Like the Antifa guys in Hagerstown, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Little cones in their cars and yeah. No, it's nothing. But the fact that they had you named as Billy should give us our first clue right there. And here's another thing. The latest threat that I received said that because of my BLM rhetoric, I pissed off the bikers, the Diablos or whoever. They named a bunch of biker groups, and they said, they are now after you. And I'm thinking to myself, my BLM rhetoric. In Hagerstown, they said. And I said, well, that wasn't me in Hagerstown that said anything about BLM. As a matter of fact, I was the one that said I disagreed with the guy that said that because everybody has a right to their freedom of speech. That's why we're here. It's called freedom. And so then I knew that whoever this was, but by his or by that text message, by them naming off those biker groups, it raised a very big red flag for me from who we were talking about earlier, the one that you contacted. And I'm very curious of what he had to say about it when you contacted him, because there's not very many people that know you as Billy and have your phone number. So it just raises some questions.
You know what? I've got a pretty good thumb on the pulse of the biker community. So you'll have to share some of that information with me later, and I'll figure out real fast if this person's full of shit or not. We've definitely, I can say we have definitely attracted the trolls and the insane asylum to our show at this point. It's kind of crazy to me, you know, I don't know if it's just a correlation. We've never had a show this crazy where we were literally getting threatened during the show. It seems like almost, and I hate to go here, almost seems like as soon as we brought in someone who's conservative and a person of color, it kind of seems like the left has become completely unhinged. And is all of a sudden giving these massive threats. I mean, I'm sorry, we've been doing this for 6 months. I have never had a show where it was this crazy with us literally receiving death threats by text message in the middle of the show and also on the show's chat applet. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, John L., what do you think, brother? What do you think of this?
It's crazy. Like, what part do you guys want me to comment on? It's just crazy that we have to deal with this in general. You know, we practice. We're fighting for something that all Americans will be able to use for generations to come. Either if you agree with conservative or Republican values or not, they're still there for you. But how are you going to be mad at us for fighting for something that you're literally using, like the First Amendment? That doesn't make no sense. You know, and they go so far with death threats to sometimes actually acting out to making other people feel uncomfortable to live in daily life. You know, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is insane. And honestly, I don't waste one second thinking about it. You know, at the beginning, because I've been involved with a lot of different things. I've been to three state capitals. I've been to a protest in Joplin, Missouri, and Tony's been to Lexington, Kentucky. I've been in D.C. I've been in Hagerstown, Pembina, North Dakota. Me and Tony were involved in that. Everything that we've been involved with over the last five years, not once have I ever received death threats the way I have now, been harassed the way I have been now. And it just shows you the volatile political state that our country is in and our world is in, that the media and our politicians have created. And that's why it's important, like me, you, guys like Chad, and it's not about white or black. It's about having a voice and standing up for what you know is right. And the fact that you're on our show with us, Jonelle, and I know that tonight, Jonelle, you really didn't get to speak all that much, which usually it's me and Chris bantering back and forth, and that's kind of what I was hoping for you to get involved in the conversation, because it just brings a different perspective. And a perspective that's from a different part of the country, and you happen to be in a very liberal stronghold of California, and you happen to be an 18-year-old, which is way younger than me and Chris, and you happen to be an African-American male that is conservative, that is like a Candace Owens. It's a rarity to see, you know, that. It used to be, but now we're seeing more and more of it because people are starting to wake up. And I surely appreciate the diversity that you bring to the table to our radio show. And I hate the fact, I despise the fact that we have to bring up anybody's race, because at the end of the day, if me and you were standing beside each other, Jonelle, just like we were in Hagerstown, and I pulled out a knife, and I cut both of our arms at the same time, we'd both bleed the same color. So the fact that we have to, in today's day and age, have to discuss what race we are, what age we are, what political association we have, is sickening to me. That means we've lost it as a country. That means we've lost it for humanity. But go ahead, Jonelle.
There's so much I can say about this. But I think one of the biggest key factors, and one of the biggest key factors, is if they want to make it about race, let's make it about race, but let's talk right and let's make it fair. Okay, you're not going to talk about the fact that there's over 3.3 million people in California that voted for Donald Trump or Larry Elder. That's red. And a lot of these people are from Mexican descent or African-American or Asian or whatever it is, and they're minorities, right? They're not going to talk about that. And because of that, they make us feel where we have to be locked inside and stepped away, you know? And it sucks because I don't care what I wear in public, you know? But when I'm in public, nobody, especially in California, nobody really wears their political opinions or their patriotic shirts. I mean, they do, but it's really rare. But you'd be surprised when you're walking down the street and somebody turns their head and they're like, let's say black or they're Asian, they're like, I love your shirt. And that's because there's so many other African-Americans, Asians, or whatever minority descent that's here in the United States that believe the same way, but we can't show it because of the fact that, A, we'll get either we could get insulted, or we could be judged, or just a whole lot of chaos would come out of it just because we're trying to practice our First Amendment. And that's the biggest problem living in California, you know? And even being 18, like, the amount of friends I have, I could count on my fingers. Actually, the amount of people who I trust, I could count on one hand. And that's because people in California, one, they just counsel you because of your opinion and your belief in patriotism and your belief in you should be able to think however you want to think, not because somebody tells you to think this or because your skin color says, hey, you know, vote this way. You know, it's a big problem to them, and they want to use it against you when in reality it's not. They're the big problem. They're the ones that's so blinded by their thinking where they're so spoiled by their freedoms. They think just because they have the freedom to think what they want to think, they should have the freedom to tell us how to think, you know? And it's just annoying. That's just one of the factors. I could get into it so much longer, like how they counsel us at an early age in school, how they make us not do patriotic presentations, and if we do, we get low grades for it. I mean, I could bring that up. You know, I've got that done so many times where I was limited to 5 minutes of presentation in high school because of it. You know what I mean? Just to spread patriotism, it's like a crime now. It might as well be a crime. A, somebody, if they wear an American flag shirt, that should be perfectly legal in their eyes.
But no, you're exactly right. No. That's what you just did is exactly what we expect from not only you, but from me, from Chris. When we feel passionate about something on this radio show, we should be able to freely say what we want to express, what we want to say, uncensored. We shouldn't be judged for what we all have an opinion. We all have the right to an opinion. Just like that guy that was trolling us earlier. Rather than get down there and type it on a keyboard, like the Billy Badass that he thinks he is, call the fucking guest number and get on air and tell us how you feel. Let's have a discussion. But they don't want to do that because they're chicken shit. And that's what the problem is social media has made it so easy to be mean to each other, to criticize each other for having a difference of opinions or beliefs, that I can just type it on the keyboard. I can insult them all day long. I'll walk away from the conversation. I'll feel better about myself because I got what my opinion was out. But they don't give two shits about the feelings that they hurt or the fact that they might have went after somebody that was really having a bad day and needed a lift up or a boost up, and they just put them down further. How many people have committed suicide because of being bullied on online social media apps? You know, if you wanted to start holding Facebook, Twitter, and numerous apps accountable, TikTok, for being responsible for the content that they allow to go through, the bullying and the criticizing to the point that people take their own lives, I guarantee you that shit would stop really quick. But it doesn't, and it'll continue to go on because they don't give a shit. But what you just did is exactly what we want. You know, that's why we added you onto this show, because you're down to earth, John L., and you speak your mind. You're not scared to speak your mind, and you have an opinion, whether it happens to align with mine much of the time, and which is makes my job a lot easier, my life a lot easier, but it's about letting you speak. And again, I apologize that you didn't get much airtime tonight because we had that guest on. But and next week we'll have another guest on. But I'll try to do it a little bit differently next week, where I get you and Chris involved a little bit more. That happens when we have guests on. We just kind of go with the flow. But no, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, remember, we have that 1 minute second delay, so go ahead, brother. It's all good.
Okay. Oh, no, I just find it funny how I was raised in a state or in a political school system to say, hey, be you. I don't know if I touched on this last week, but it's so funny when they say, you know, you guys grow up, be who you want to be. We're your educators. We're here to make you who you want to be, you know. And, you know, think about it when you're in middle school or high school and you do a presentation about George Washington, or you do a presentation and your presentation is more about the Southern and the Civil War, and you're doing all of these good points, and your teacher sends you to the office and says he's, you know, putting out bad information or whatever, this is his third time or whatnot, blah, 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 blah. You don't see that, and you don't realize that until you're older, you know what I mean? And it sucks how they will literally counsel you for just you trying to be you. But, yeah, they're the same people. Like you said, it's funny how you're just talking about, like, cyberbullying, but yeah, they're the same people that was pushing the agenda of, you know, end cyberbullying. Remember all these ads you're seeing, like end cyberbullying or say no to drugs, but yet they legalize marijuana. These are the same people that's going back on their words, and they're hypocrites. And a lot of people just need to, like, turn off their TVs, you know, and just if they could just live daily and just be who they are truly deep down, then I feel like they will understand a lot more of how they're being played and being controlled. Because that's what I did. I turned off the TV during, like, the whole pandemic. I was fed up with it. I turned it off, and I just started living my life. And guess what? Never tested positive for COVID. Never been scared to walk into a grocery store. Never been scared to shake somebody's hand in public, you know? Yeah, I could go on and on about it from living here in California. There's, like, a lot of other topics we could talk about, like how our state governor, he says so much about how he's going to put in over 8.10 or whatever million dollars into the homeless camps in L.A., but guess what? They're still there, you know?
Yeah.
Literally just turn off your TV and just walk down the street and tell me what you see.
Yeah, we literally live in a day and age where you can turn on YouTube and you can literally watch people walk down any main street in any city in the world, and you can get your news straight, firsthand experience from anybody. But people still choose to listen to mainstream media. But, that, you know, that's a topic for another show. I got to wrap this one up because I want to give you and I want to give Chris and myself a final thought. We got 19 minutes left before we get cut off. We don't get to go past our 3 hours, and we've had a hell of a long show tonight. It's been an interesting show. It's been a great show, and I surely appreciate each and every one of you that have called in and have got on the chat. There's one thing, though, that we don't tolerate is when you start being disrespectful, like on the chat, which is why I went in and deleted that guy's comments, because he was being an asshole. You want to disagree with us, that's fine. You know, call in, share your disagreement, your opinion with us and why you disagree with us. But you can do it in a respectful manner. When you start calling us Nazis, me, Chris, and John L., and the fact that you're calling all three of us Nazis shows us exactly who you are. You have no idea who we are and what we have done in our lives, who we've helped, and I'm offended by that. And that's fine. I'll be offended by it. But we're not going to allow you any platform to get on here and be an asshole. I'm not going to do it. And you want to send me death threats, by the way? Have at her. You're a punk-ass chicken shit, because you want to threaten me? You want to threaten my life? Come and put a gun to my head. I fucking dare you. I dare you. Because I'll go down swinging.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you, I'll take your head off with me. But I'm tired of people threatening with their little words. They're keyboard warriors, and that's all they are. But before we get off of here, John L., why don't you give us your final thoughts? You got about 4 minutes, and then I'll let Chris do his thing, and then we will sign off for the night. So go ahead, John L.
All right. I think one of the things I want to touch on is how, like I said, I look at all these comments and messages and YouTube videos of people disagreeing of what I did or what I think, and I just read them and look at them at breakfast and just laugh and just go on, you know, with my day, you know. That's just the first thing. The second thing is, if they really sit down and literally sit down and look, who's the real racist? Because last time I checked, white supremacists and Klan members would not be sitting down talking to a black kid. Okay, that's just the first fact. The second problem is the whole, like, good example of the whole convoy was really racist and the whole Klan rally, this and that. Why did I survive the whole thing? Why was I being fed every single night and day by a white person? Why was I being treated just like another person there? And it's because it's not true. You guys are just living off of a scenario that's made up, that's being pushed out there to divide us. And like you said, if we sit down and if we both cut or get some blood from us, we're still going to bleed red, as we all do all across the country. The only thing that keeps us different is the way we think. And that's why we live in the land of the free. And that's what makes the land of the free a beautiful country. It's because we don't have to think the same under one ideology. But that's just another thing that boils my blood, is the way that people want us to be divided instead of us united.
And John L., I really, truly appreciate your input and your perspective. And like I told you before, because you are 18 years old, I'm 40, I'm soon to be 45. You're a generation younger than me. You know, you're my children's age. And my son, I have discussions with him about patriotism. My daughter, not so much. She's kind of in her own little world, and that's okay. She's finding her way in this world, and I can respect that. So we don't talk politics. We don't talk patriotism. I just basically talked to her about her day, and that's okay. I respect that, and I respect the fact that you get on here and share your opinion and your perspective from your eyes, from your ears, from what you've experienced. And I can tell you one thing. You as an 18-year-old man that has gone and sat in the Capitol with a sitting United States Senator in Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson and dealt with the mainstream media the way you did, you've got more experience in life at 18 than I have in nearly 45 years. I've talked to senators and I've talked to congressmen, and but it took a lot of my years of living with my head buried in the sand before I got to the point that I'm at now. So I just want you to know, and I know my audience also, and my audience, our audience, I'm sorry, appreciates you. I say my audience because of the people that texted me this week and told me how much they enjoyed you being on the show. But at that, I'm going to leave that at that, and I appreciate you, John L. Let's go to Chris. We got 13 minutes left, and I want Chris, give Chris an opportunity to share his final thought before we sign off. So, Chris, the floor is yours, my friend.
Well, first I want to respond to the death threat.
Hold on.
What? I'm holding. What do you got?
Oh, well, what the hell? My thing ain't working. Hold on.
Come on, find
it. It still ain't working. Oh, somebody turned the volume down on the bullshit alert button. That's bullshit. Hold on. I've got one for you.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun.
And that goes to our threats right there. Go ahead, Chris.
So, you know what? Jeremy, you know what? I try to play, you know, I'm just a radio host, you know. I'm here to talk about, you know, politics and current events and you know, my knowledge of the world and everything. And I don't try to play anything off. But, man, I got to tell you, you know, I know you've received the death threats before. This is my first time receiving them. I'm just here to say, you know, for those of you that don't know me, I've been through some shit in my lifetime. I've spent most of my adulthood having my life threatened. I've ran through gunfire. I've had guns pulled on me. I've had knives pulled on me. I've had people literally try to kill me. I've been knocked off my motorcycle by somebody that T-boned me at 55 miles an hour in a Chevy Trailblazer. And I'm still here to talk about it. And all I got to say, folks, if you want to take me out, you're gonna see a side of me you ain't ever seen before. Bring it. I have met the Grim Reaper face to face, and I walked away from it. If you want to roll the dice and take your chances, you bring it. If you little Antifa fucking punks think that you're something because you've played Call of Duty, fucking bring it. Bring your skills to the table, okay? I'm a nice guy. I will be the nicest guy you've ever met. I will be respectful to you up until the day you actually try to harm me, my family, or my people. So anybody that thinks they're going to just sit there and text me a death threat over my phone from some prepaid phone that can't be traced, well, good luck to you. Oh, and don't bank on the fact that me and my people can't figure out who the hell bought that prepaid phone. I'll be working on that. So, you know, I hate taking it to my dark side, Jeremy. I really do. But you start threatening me, start threatening my family. which, by the way, my mother actually thought it was funny. My mother was listening tonight, and she said, well, hell, I know where you live. Why don't I just give you up for the 50 grand, and we'll split it after you take care of it? So if that gives you an idea, if that gives you an idea, folks, if you know where I live, if you know where I am, if you want to take me out, for the love of God, bring it. I'm here. I'm here. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of death. Okay? I'm on borrowed time. I should have been dead like 15 years ago. So, you know, I'm well aware that I'm on borrowed time, and nothing about this world or leaving this world scares me. And I'm here to stand up for what's right. And I'm going to stand up for what's right. And if you think you're going to scare me from your mother's basement, well, God damn it, you got another thing coming. So, yeah, that's that on the little threats we received tonight. And you know what? I just hope like hell all the wrongdoers get exposed. I hope we can actually find a way to reunite in this country. But I'm going to tell you what, I've been at some recent events, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to give specifics, but there are circles out there. There are social circles and social networks out there where in the past maybe white and black and white and Hispanic or black and Hispanic didn't necessarily see eye to eye, didn't necessarily get along. And I'm here to tell you, those worlds are coming together. We are uniting. We, the people of all races, colors, creeds, orientations, whatsoever. If you think that all, for example, if you think that all gay people are on board with this leftist crazy train, you're wrong. They are not. If you think all people of color are on board with this leftist crazy train, you're wrong. They are not.
I'm here to tell you,
the people are coming together against this socialist, communist, authoritarian bullshit. And I have seen that from places that most would never see that. But I've seen it. I've been there, and I've stood with people from differing backgrounds who are all coming together and standing up and saying, yeah, we're done with this shit. We the people are uniting against all you lunatic, leftist, socialist, communist, one world wannabes. And I'm here to tell you, we outnumber you thousands to one. So keep pushing. You keep pushing, and you're going to see the dark side of a lot of people who have been nice and quiet and respectful and courteous, but you put us in a corner, we're going to come out with our claws out, and we're going to do it together. It's not about one race. It's not about one political party. It's about freedom, the ability to just be left alone. And we are coming for you. If you think for 1 second you're going to use your little billionaire network, which has small numbers, to come after us and our freedom and our ability to live our life as we see fit without harming others. And Jeremy, that's all I got to say about that. Once again, in the words of the great Forrest Gump, I turn it over to you.
Amen to that, brother. And on that note, I'm going to end the show with this. Number one, thank you to Chris. Thank you to John L. Thank you to Chad. Thank you to all of our callers. And even thank you to the threats. Because every single day, it's an eye-opener for all of us of what we are facing, what we're up against, and how we need to plan. And I'll end the show with this. Fuck around and find out.